not participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Hello, you're in the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Did any of you guys see that the Quentin Tarantino film yet?
Yes, I did.
To Kill Bill?
Yes, I did.
Kill Bill?
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. I thought that movie stunk, and I just wish Quentin Tarantino would just take his 16 minutes of fame and just go away, Quentin Tarantino, go away.
Calm yourself, sir.
Yes.
So what do you think of the movie?
I love Uma Thurman. No matter what she does, she's always good. But, I mean, as far as seeing Kill Bill is concerned, I'd rather watch Don Geronimo on a radiator and watch the
scene. Stop now. Stop. You can't say
But can I say
No, you can't say that either. What's wrong with you?
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
They wait.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no. All I know is that I went to Rick.com and this was the greeting I got. On that particular website.
Yeah.
I said, where's Chef Boyardee's?
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of faith. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob's beware!
There you go, Rob.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Monkey Sculpture and all the ships at sea. Two esteemed graduates of the former Miss America Driving School, Don Geronimo and Mikey.
Oh, yeah, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday. It's October 14, nerd.
Right.
And here's the toll-free number. As I mentioned yesterday at this very same time, we don't give out the number a lot. If you've got it, just keep it for emergencies. But call us at 877-365-3636. Unless you live in Canada. And look at you, I'm hearing Rob today. He's doing something else.
Doing manual labor.
800-636-1067. And from Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Tony.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up!
Did you wash your ass today?
Well, did someone call for a doctor?
Okay, let's stop. Let's stop right here and announce the winner. If you had microphone number 4 again,
it is out again today.
You're a winner now. If you would have thought that 4 days into this crisis that the problem would still be there, you're correct. But if you would have thought that after 4 days the solution had changed from scotch tape, you are wrong, because it is.
Wendell.
Wendell, you can give us the finger all you like from the other room. It is still Jerry Rick with scotch tape.
Yeah.
Scotch tape is your winner.
Winner.
Voila, another day with scotch tape.
Now, this is not even getting into the other technical snafu, which has been worked out.
What is that one?
But which did impact me and my colon last night.
Oh, your colon?
Really? No, it didn't impact my colon, but it impacted our life. Right here, this line that we use going out of the studio. So we got over here 7 request lines in this bank of phones. Then there's the hotline that you call out of, and then there's a number just the business number, and you just dial 9, and right. you get an outside number.
Right.
Well, what happened yesterday was, at one point, I think we were talking about Rob's head.
Right.
If Rob is going bald, called home on this line, the 444 line,
uh-huh.
and... Then my wife hung up, and we continued with our discussion on the radio. And during
is that the line where you have the handy little codes?
Yeah. I got like a speed dial for my house and a speed dial for Alan and other stuff. So the thing we get done with Frieda, she hangs up, and we go to break, and we say, well, now look, 444 is on hold.
Uh-huh.
The phone appeared to be on hold here at the radio station.
But it wasn't?
Well, no, here was the thing. No one could figure it. You couldn't go to the handheld, the old phone bank.
And
you couldn't go
it.
There, and you, when you would push... down, you know, and everybody knows this sound, right, from a phone?
Oh, yeah, remember that?
Yeah, it's the old bank. Remember, I mean, there are a lot of those phones still out there.
Like the old days, listen to this.
Sure.
Those are lines. Well, you would do this, press down and put the thing up to your ear, and you go, hello? And it would the hold light would still be on.
Huh. So it was broken. It
wouldn't I got home last night and picked up the telephone to make a phone call and went, hello? Hello? And as it turns out...
Because the line had stuck...
Here,
you weren't able to use your phone?
Correct.
Wow.
You are correct, sir.
Wow. Well, it reached out and damaged your home line.
There you go. So, listen, you get the wild card prize. Come down and pick up... Come up and pick up your big, gigantic suitcase full of diamonds.
Not a monkey sculpture?
If you had in the pool, then not only would it be microphone number 4, and it would be scotch tape, but that a phone line that was broken here would be tying things up at my home, then come down and get your suitcase.
And Rob, could you dim my lights again just ever so slightly, please?
Thank you. So technical problems here are now following us home.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
There you go. It doesn't have to be that much. But
thank God, Mike.
That's fine. That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
That's the way it normally is.
That's the way he likes it.
Uh-huh.
So here's what I hear from my kid today, who calls from college. Now, you know, he wants to do whatever it is that he wants to do with his life, and he thinks he has the direction he wants to go in. And I'm not going to stop him from doing what he called and said. But he called and said that he was thinking about getting involved with the college radio station.
Okay.
And, you know, one part of me is happy. I'm thinking, you know, well, sure, it's in the genes.
Sure.
But then there's another part of me thinking, I don't want, you know, not that he wants to do this.
Well, obviously he does if he's doing it. That's when I started, when I worked at my college station.
Yeah, I don't wish this on him, though, and I can't tell him that.
Right.
So I just had to say, oh, well, you know, okay, good luck. And he was saying, but Dad, I already know how to run the board. I already know how to use Cool Edit and all these other behind the scenes, these technical junk that we
right.
have. He said, I already know it. And then, you know, he gave me the argument that I couldn't refute. He said, plus, I got all the stuff you told me.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Look out.
Then you should.
There you go. A chip off the old block.
Then you should know. So anyway, that's what he's
doing. You know, Jack Buck, Joe Buck.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Why not?
More like Rick Dees, Johnny Dees. You know, Rick Dees' son is a disc jockey. I wouldn't wish this on my son.
Bart Geronimo.
No, never. Never. The road that I had to go to get here today, I wouldn't wish that upon my son.
He might not have to travel that road.
Well, I don't know. I think you would agree.
You did the School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still, even taking...
It's a crappy little business to come up through.
Taking out all that other stuff, I wouldn't wish it on him. I wouldn't wish it, because it's made me what I am today.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
right.
And I mean that...
That's right, no.
In the less than flattering way. It has made me what I am today.
You don't think this is him getting into this business is the key to happiness?
I said to him, I said, first off, how serious are you? And he said, I just want to go do an 80s show. I just want to go and you get some credit for it, and I know how to run the board, and I just want to do an 80s show. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that's great, and I support you, you know, in anything you choose, blah, 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 you did all that stuff. Then then I'm just thinking about it, and I thought, well, but, you know, you're not really serious about this, are you? And he said, I don't know, Dad. No, I'm not, but I was just thinking the whole time.
What's he majoring in?
Sports business.
So, like, perhaps he could be an agent or something?
No, not that route. He wants to be...
A GM for a team or something?
Yeah. I mean, he's a freshman. It'll change a million times between there and here. But one of the things that I did say to him, which I realized it sounded like a drama queen, I said to him, Bart, I wouldn't wish you the life that I've had on the radio, because it's great and it's what I love doing. And then I bothered him. But it has made me a tortured soul.
Do you think it's the business that's done that, or do you think you were a tortured soul?
Oh no,
who found your calling?
Absolutely, that's it.
Well, see, that's what I think I am. I think I'm a tortured soul that found my calling in this business.
But anyway, he's.
You know, I think this business is so full of tortured souls.
It attracts them.
I mean, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
go to one of our conventions. Look at the wall-to-wall idiots.
Just sad.
Yeah, but the thing is, we've worked so hard to raise him to at least be, what's a milder word than tortured? I'd hate for my son to have a tortured soul. And
I don't think he's a tortured soul.
Well, if you think about it, think about the people who work in radio. Mm-hmm.
About him right now.
Who's not tortured? You know, let's look at the employee list right here. Okay. Hey, who's my best buddy?
Rob Spiewak.
Right, okay, hello.
Tortured soul.
That's a minefield underneath that head.
Right.
Incidentally, that head,
yes.
That is what each of those Siamese babies' heads will look like.
No,
I heard this on the news today.
Yeah, there's some swelling.
That when, they split those two in half.
Right.
And now that they're split...
They wanted to just peel the brains apart, but that didn't work.
What they're going to do is they did it, and they said that they wouldn't ever have hair. Up there.
Hey, I've got it right now.
Yeah, but you have a giant, you have a bald spot big enough for
well, they can
for
like
two Egyptian babies.
Can't they inject hair up there or something like that? You know?
No, I believe what I heard was that they're grafting skin from other parts, since they had to peel off all the layers of skin
to
separate them, that they had to graft something else, and apparently the growth of hair was not something that was a priority. It was
surviving.
Would you rather have them living or be bald at seven?
You can always have a wig.
You know, maybe that was what happened to me. Maybe I had a twin, and that's why I don't have hair up there.
At least you're admitting it now, Rob.
Happy Halloween.
You're admitting it, Rob.
Look at that great big head. You wouldn't think that the brain inside it was no bigger than an English walnut.
If my brother is listening, I'd love to meet him.
Your brother.
He's tortured. You're tortured. And tortured.
Yeah.
You know, John Merrick.
I mean, perhaps not tortured. Demons. Demons speak. Oh, demons speak. Ladies and gentlemen, this wrestling ball.
My demons have attacked me, ladies and gentlemen. I'll explain everything to you. All is not what it seems.
A troubled soul, a tortured soul.
I ask you again, do you think you are a tortured soul because of this business?
Or a troubled soul.
Do you think you're a troubled soul because of this business or that you were a troubled soul before?
Look, I've been through enough therapy to answer this. That's because of my parents. That's why I am a troubled soul.
So it's because of your parents that you went into this business?
We all get into this business because we desperately seek love and approval.
And because it beats work. I mean, really,
yeah, well, no amount of cabbage can relieve the torture.
But really, I think trouble.
Yeah.
It might be troubled. I would say troubled rather than tortured.
Well, you know what? Getting on your college radio station does not mean that.
He might be doing
it because he's... It's a fun thing for
him. I'm sure he's doing it as a goof.
Yeah.
You know,
when I went to college... That's all I wanted. I mean, I looked for the first thing I did.
Mm-hmm.
First day that I was there, I went to the college radio station because that's what I wanted to do. That's what I wanted to do from when I was a little kid.
Well,
but he's just doing this on a lark, right?
Yeah, and it's
on a lark.
It's fun, and I'm fine with it, and I'm happy for him, and I just bring it up because I'm not tortured and I'm not troubled either. But there has to be another word for what just unsettled.
Yeah,
that's what I'd say. My soul is rather unsettled.
And is it more unsettled because he's going to work for his college radio station?
Mike, if he gets into radio, that's the perfect storm. Really. My soul goes from being unsettled, you know.
Neither you nor I recommend it to people. When people come up and they say they want to get into it, I said, you really...
Absolutely
it's
not.
Like any other area of show business, your odds of success are very small.
I'd much rather have my son to get into something like retail sales, say at GNC. And I have a big shout out to my man. My man, I went to the GNC in Reston today to get my EAS stuff. My man.
Was he cool with you today?
It was a different man this time. It was another old man at the GNC.
So you got the hard sell all over again?
No. I'll give this guy credit because I slam GNC all the time. I walk in, I got the selection. He said, are you aware of? And I said, yes, but no.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, because I knew he was going to start the whole gold card thing.
Right.
So I'm thinking, this is actually a pleasurable experience. I'm going to be able to come in today and report something pleasurable. And actually, not that it's not pleasurable, but the guy said something that just struck me the wrong way. And it happens to me a lot, and I get mad at people. And I don't verbalize it, but because I'm an unsettled soul. But I verbalized it to this guy. I came in, I had sweatpants on, and I had a sweatshirt that had a giant G on it. And said on the top, in big letters, Green Bay and Packers. I mean, I look like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of those morons that goes...
But you like to wear that kind of stuff.
So, anyway, I'm standing there for a second, and he looks up and he says, so, you a Packers fan? Now, this is the kind of thing that people say all the time. And you know, most times I go, but today was the time it was just...
Yeah.
The poor guy, he had done nothing to do any of the GNC tricks on
him. How cruel were you to him?
I said, my response was, what do you think?
Oh, that's
and
real.
Then
that's like fist fighting, man.
Then he said... Hey, I'm sorry. I was just trying to make conversation.
Yeah, really?
That's what it's about. Yeah.
The rest of the transaction was silent.
Oh. See, the ultimate confrontation in that is you say, you think?
No.
As opposed to, what do you think? Wow, that's so bitter.
Well, hi. And listen,
that is so unsettled.
Having said all of that, I still consider myself to be very happy, and very happy where I am right now in my life, even with all of this level of unsettledness, which I'm constantly masking, constantly. Yeah.
What's that like to be unsettled?
Mike, listen, I'm unsettled.
You can call yourself unsettled all day long. I wrote the book on unsettled, I'm captain of the unsettled. I should walk around with a cape that says you on it.
Excuse me for taking the first 10 minutes of the show.
Really? Let me just tell you something.
Excuse me for taking the first 10 minutes of the show once to say something that was really bothering me on an emotional level. I'm sorry, it's time for Mike's pity party.
Yeah,
as we do most every day at this time.
Of course, I know. I'm sorry. I know for years I've dominated the conversation here, but I will tell you that
much it's what's said.
You know, honest to God, when you're just talking about unsettled, I feel quite settled and grounded today.
Good.
I feel things are somewhat right with the world today.
Well, good. Wow.
I feel pretty good today.
But here's the rub. He's not going to tell you why.
I can't.
See?
I cannot.
That's not fair.
But it is totally fair because it is absolutely what I have to do. And there's a reason for that. And I wish I could talk about it. But that's not the real. No, the real reason is I'm very happy today. I'm very, very happy today.
Circle your calendars.
That's why I'm happy. There's the newspaper.
There they are.
The big win last night.
Yes, the Red Sox.
I'm very happy today.
Good, I'm glad, because you weren't happy a couple of days ago.
No, I was unsettled.
But let me just say, yes, you're happy about that. But, Rob, you're a witness. Now, please try to be impartial, because I know he's going to think that you're going to suck up to me. So be impartial.
No, won't happen.
Was he happier up in the office when he walked in? Because Rob and I were there when Mike walked in. We happened to be speaking. Was Mike happier about the other thing? Or about... Should I drop it?
Yeah. Okay. Buzz, talk for a minute.
Okay.
Talk for a minute.
Don and Mike are now going to talk about...
Yeah, I have to explain this
to
you.
Okay.
They're really...
All right.
I think I did a long time ago.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Turn our microphones off.
Mike, who is frequently unhappy, is happy today, and there are two reasons. One of them he can share with us, the success of the Boston Red Sox. The other he won't share with us, and that's what he and Don are discussing right now. Don, of course, would love to talk about it. Mike apparently doesn't want to talk about it to protect it. Don and Mike will be back with you shortly as soon as they work out what they are and aren't going to talk about. I see discussion, I see laughter, and we're just waiting for Don and Mike to return to find out if we're going to find out why Mike is happy today. Mike is an unsettled soul, he says.
I turn it now over to Mike.
Okay. Now I'm in a different. I was simply going to say that's why. That's what I was going to say.
The Red Sox.
Yes.
Strike everything I said about the office.
Mm-hmm.
Strike it from the record.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sorry.
The jury will disregard.
I know this kills you, but you've never. You've never had to deal with that. And I've had to deal with it twice now. So that's it.
Okay.
And there's stuff there's stuff of a marital nature that I'm not allowed to talk about. That's all I can say. So okay. I'm sorry about that. But that's it. And that's okay. Unfortunately, that's the way it works.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When you go through, I've done this twice now, when you go through a separation agreement, you sign a piece of paper that says you can't talk about things on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at. And that's what it is. So that's it. That's why I can't talk about that.
My apologies.
Please honor that.
Like I told Mike during the break, I really didn't know
that
it was that far-reaching that you just couldn't mention.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it into you and show it to you.
One thing.
Wow.
You should probably do that. Like the day they brought
it off. I'm
like
going to run it off to you.
Just like the day that they brought the penis vagina book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the day that they finally brought the red book in to say this is what you can say, what you can't say.
Exactly.
You can allude to this, you can allude to that.
Of course, if I bring it in, I know exactly what would happen.
I would not.
No, you do what you do with all rules, which has made you and made us very successful. You'd say, well, we can get around that.
Yeah, but it's different though because it's your future.
Yeah, it's my life.
I mean, this is a goof.
It's my life, and welcome to it.
Us doing this, and yes,
but unsettled. You know what unsettled is?
What? You're the winner.
Unsettled is moments of happiness punctuated by moments of sadness. But unsettled is really never knowing if you're there yet, and that definitely is where I'm at. Mm. I do not know. I don't even know if I'll know when I know. So I'm unsettled.
Okay. That could be true of everybody, though.
You and I.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah.
I would say I know where I'm at.
Yeah, well, I think you always have. Always.
I know where I'm at. I'm here right now. I'm living the dream.
It's true.
I'm serious. What, you think I'm BSing you?
Yes, I do.
I'm serious.
No, it's funny. It's funny. It's the dream.
I can't.
Buzz is right. Buzz is absolutely right.
I cannot imagine having a Joe job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
If I didn't have this job, I'd be in an institution.
We all would.
Which is why I don't...
Or you could say, if I didn't have this job, I would be very stable and everything would be fine.
No.
You can look at it both ways.
No. Listen, we're very lucky to
I love this job.
To do what we love and to love what
wouldn't
we
do this job for 20 years if I didn't love this
and
job.
And here's the thing that I wouldn't wish on my son. It's only... I'm only here because this is it. Out of everything that I could do in the world, I was able to chisel it down right away from an early age.
Mm-hmm.
All of your standard occupations, simply not capable. It's not that I was afraid of the work, simply not capable.
Well, I would say that's true only because I've never done anything else. I mean, I've never done anything that wasn't related to radio, and I wouldn't know what I was doing. And at this stage, and you know, now after this, I mean, there are a lot of things I think I could do, you know, but I mean, it's really...
There's nothing that I think that I could do that wasn't in some way related to radio.
Oh, really?
I really... What, like, you see me doing real estate? Hey, how you doing? This is a nice house. What do you think of that? Kid? Real estate? No. Management? No. And then let's
now, you know what I thought? You know what I've always thought about as a second career, something that I'd like to do that I'd enjoy doing? I'd like to be a behind-the-scenes political person. I'd always thought that I could be very good at that.
See?
The kind of guy that's like the guy behind the guy.
See?
I couldn't be the guy because there are too many skeletons.
Never had a thought. Never had an aspiration. You know, I think right away, Safeway. That's probably that's probably where I'd be.
Yeah, me too.
I couldn't do anything sales related because it involves numbers and I'm bad at numbers.
Right.
But they got computers for that at Safeway. But I'm relatively good with numbers. But that's what I'd be. I'd be a checkout guy.
You'd kill yourself.
Maybe I'd be a Safeway manager.
No, that's worse. But I was at Safeway for 2 years, and you would kill yourself. It is really the most mind-numbing job in the world.
Do you know what, seriously, I've thought, and don't laugh at me when I say this, but what's something I really could do? I could sell cars.
I don't doubt you.
If I didn't have to do like the number thing.
You probably could.
I love cars, and I'm so into cars and about details and cars.
And you're a people person.
I don't mind people.
Yeah. We could open a dealership.
Rob and I would have the
best dealership ever.
Oh my God.
Happy Motors. Absolutely incredible. And we would only hire people that were ridiculously happy. And like beer. There'd be a beer tap on the floor.
Yep.
Half of us would be all banged up when we
No one would be able to drive the car once they bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be there checking you out. You know, when you came with your beer.
Right.
Yeah.
Welcome to Safeway.
Right.
How you doing? This is why. Now I'm going to bring this full circle. This is why I hope, because I'm lucky enough, I'm not qualified to do anything. I'm barely qualified to get in my car and drive here every day and function with people. This is it. This is all I can do. I hope my son has something else that he can do that he loves to do. Because for me, this apparently was when God set this up. This was my fallback. This was it. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, you're either going to be working in a supermarket, or, you know, maybe you'll be a maintenance guy, or if you really hit the lottery and you play everything right and you do everything, you get out of school early and you do everything and you bust your ass, maybe play records.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. Do that. But know that the only other thing you could possibly ever do would be check someone out of a safe room.
You know what you could do? You've talked about it, and I'm serious that you could do it. You could be one of those suits that works at the network. You could be a programming guy. Absolutely. You could be a TV. Nobody knows TV like you do.
Mm. It's all subjective.
And you don't have the diplomacy type of thing.
Correct. And there you get back to it. Just more of what's wrong.
But do those guys really have diplomacy?
No.
Do those guys really have diplomacy?
And they don't have to.
Those guys are pit bulls too.
Yeah.
I'm a dick.
Well, aren't most of those guys dicks?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to have lots of years of dickdom behind you in that particular arena. I've got lots of...
You don't have the smarmy factor.
Of dickdom.
Like, you couldn't walk into a room and go, hey, how are you? You know, or maybe you could.
We kind of have to
do that in radio.
I don't know. Anyway.
Buzz, what would you do if you were to
I'd go back to Shakey's if they were still open.
Shakey's.
maybe write for a newspaper. I don't know.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. One call, perhaps two, then we'll hit an early break. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, I just had a question for you. I mean, Bart seems like a nice enough kid. I mean, is there something about his personality that you feel he wouldn't be able to succeed in radio? Is he different from you?
No, and I'll be absolutely honest. I don't want to sound like Kathy Lee Gifford talking about Cody. I think because of the way my kid was raised and the way that he knows, you know, albeit through me, but knows the ins and outs of radio, mm-hmm. I think he's uniquely qualified. And he's funny. I mean, he's funny to his friends. He's funny with me. He's funny. And now that he's gotten to a certain age, he can make the jokes with Rob that make Mike cringe.
Mm-hmm.
Bart can do that. So I think he's incredibly talented. I think it would be a waste of talent. I think he's a bright kid. And radio, I'm telling you, seriously, I hit the lottery by getting this job.
You worked for it.
Though. I don't know if Bart, you know, he's smarter than me. So you
feel he could do better?
Do what?
You feel he could do better than you?
Yeah, unless this was absolutely what he knew he wanted to do.
He's got to have the same heart for it that Don has.
I think you want him to do it.
No, Mike, I swear.
You don't?
I swear that I don't. I swear that I don't play. Partly also because I know... It's not the same business as when I got into it. You got into it, and you know, back when it was invented, when Buzz got into it.
Yeah, Marconi and I.
That, you know, there's no small market. You can work up now and climb your way up. You can make 50 grand a year if you want to just say, you know, Mix 107 plays the best mix. Here's Alanis Morissette. And if that does it for you, if you get your nut by doing that.
Well, I mean, if you've
radio,
never done anything else.
Right.
You know, right.
Radio. It's always the challenge for me is, and that's why incidentally I'm getting the vanity plates challenged.
I like that.
So the people
you just kind of drive down the street going, yeah.
People will either think that I'm a tard or I'm an incredible overachiever because I'm challenged and I take the challenge. The great thing have you spelled it, Buzz?
It fits. Challenged. That'll fit. Challenged.
Right. Yeah. Because in radio we've taken it and we've moved it all the way from where it was. That before you couldn't talk for 22 minutes about whatever the hell it is we talked about for 22 minutes. Thank you. Goodbye.
Very good.
Good day to you, sir.
Very good.
Good day. Here is another call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, Mike, I got a Red Sox prayer for you for a half an hour from now.
A Red Sox prayer?
Red Sox prayer.
Is it a brief prayer?
Yeah, it's the Our Father.
Is it just a regular Our Father?
You really want to?
No, it's a Red Sox. I'm a lifelong Red Sox fan.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, Our Father, who art at Fenway, baseball be thy game. Thy kingdom come, World Series won, on earth as at the cask and flagon. Give us this day, Derek Lowe, and forgive us for our losses, as we forgive those like young Billy Buckner. Lead us not into depression, but deliver us from the curse. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. Very.
I hope it brings us luck today, sir. Thank you very much.
Go Red Sox.
Go Red Sox.
Right.
It's got it. And everybody was on their best behavior last night, so I was very happy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Don, I was wondering, did you get where you are today because you were determined?
Yes, challenged and determined.
Challenged and determined.
Determined.
I believe there's an individual. Tom Gavin would be challenged and determined.
Hello, Don and Mike. I am handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don, you should feel a little more settled, buddy, because I'm a maintenance guy in Buffalo performing maintenance right now, and I'm a little unsettled. So feel good.
Okay.
You've done well.
Yeah, but wait, what you do has nothing to do with your settled level. It's more like what matches you. If you're happy doing maintenance work, then you're happy.
Well, no, I'm not.
That's why I said I was very lucky. I'm doing something that I love, that I won the lottery in that regard.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I do something that pays the bill.
What would you really like to do if you could choose?
Well, I was, you know, if you talk about hitting the lottery, I tried to be a musician, so, and yeah. In Buffalo, that's not really going to happen.
You know, I know so many people that don't. There are people that are very happy that I have known that don't put everything on that ambition scale, that just are happy to exist, have good friends, have good relationships.
How many letters in ambition? Hold on a second.
A-M-B-I-T-I-O-N.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7.
Hey,
someone call DMV and get ambition.
Ambition, that's a dick one.
Yeah, you
that's an a-hole.
That's
one
a
right
super
there.
Dick one.
Ambition. Yeah, but I think, you know, you can be happy doing anything.
Many people are.
And making no money. There are people that are very happy to make no money at all.
Sure.
Look at me.
Yeah, I have hair.
And yeah, and you have hair.
So there you go.
Bravo, my friend.
I'm a short guy, though, so.
We all laughed at you.
All right. Thanks.
Get out of here.
We all see you later.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Got a question. What if your son in about 2 years came up to you and said, hey, Pop, I've done radio at school. I really like it. Would you use your widespread hands in the industry to help him out?
Sure, of course.
Yeah. Would? Of course. You open doors for him?
Of course. Yeah. Of course, but not my front door. That is one that is one rule that we have.
Well, you know also the business. You can open a door
out
for him.
Once you leave my house, you're out of my house. I wish you Godspeed. I love you more than anything, but please remember, your time here is over. You're welcome at Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome at Christmas. You're welcome during your any break you get from school, and of course, perhaps we can even work out a deal for summertime accommodations.
Amen.
But beyond that, you know.
Would you feel good enough to tell your son that he was really bad if he was?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
Tell him you'd urge him to get off the air?
Yes, I'm urging you to get off the phone right now. Okay?
All right, I'm punching out.
All right, thanks.
There's the proof.
There he goes. We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, look what I found. Grandpa's old radio. Oh, wouldn't it be grand to gather round and have a listen?
Well, turn something on. I'm starting to think.
The Don and Mike Show. Taking you on a journey that you could not take on your own. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And Elizabeth will be giving these away today and also tomorrow on the show. Tickets to go to Baltimore's first Mariner Arena for a night of supercharged excitement with WWE and No Mercy. Live Sunday night at Comcast and Cox Cable pay-per-view. And if you win, our friends at Live 105 in Baltimore. And, also mention WJFK.
Huh? Right.
We'll get you a meet and greet with WWE superstars. We'll give those away later in the show. During our commercials, one of our great sponsors, American Airlines.
Uh-huh.
I was spotlight on American Airlines, and just a word of advice from me to them, something I just heard in their commercial.
Good.
That I would think would cause confusion on the web. Maybe it wouldn't. That at the end of the commercial where they say, American Airlines, we're the best, and you know, they're a great client. I'm not slamming them. It's just when they say www.aa.com.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, maybe it's me. Maybe it's the unsettledness in me. But someone says AA, and I think 12-step program.
Right.
AA.
AA.
You'd think that'd be taken.
Yeah.
Well, Buzz, go to your computer. And
I kind of blocked that out.
I know this for a fact. Yeah, that's their website, AA.com.
Wow.
Seeing as I know I'll be there someday, I kind of block it out.
I mean, it just struck me as funny. It was the last commercial we played before we came back on.
Hi, Mike.
Yep,
sure enough.
Putting the headphones on. www.aa.com.
That's where they are. American Airlines, AA.com.
Hey. There's a plug for them. And my wife called during the stop set,
uh-huh,
of course, to find out what it was that Mike said.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, she was talking, and I guess she's driving around listening today, and the one caller, she wanted me to mention this, or maybe she didn't want me to mention this, but I will anyway, even though it doesn't make me look the best. The guy said, would you tell your son if he didn't have it? If he wanted to get a radio, if he didn't have it, would you tell him? Mm-hmm. And Frida said, well, that she knew that I would tell him, and I said, well, how do you know that? And she said, because you told me.
Ooh.
And I guess I did on more than one occasion, because my wife was in the radio business.
Right.
I think on more than one occasion. No, we can't play the whole tape. Do we still have the stuff that says,
this is WCCP.
You can't play that.
Here's Fleetwood Mac.
A jingle from her college station.
We can't play that.
We can't play that.
We can't.
No, anyway, she...
How does she feel about it?
How does she... I imagine that she thinks it's just one of those things
yeah.
that he's going to want to try. And, you know, let's also not
well, he sure comes by it honest. I mean, both you and your wife were in the business.
Let's not discount the laziness factor. That if you can get a couple of credits out of doing something that you kind of already know how to do anyway,
mm-hmm.
and you could have fun, and really there's, you know... let's face it, at every level, while I know we've lectured many endless hours about our grueling schedules here, it sure beats digging a ditch.
Yeah, it does. It
sure
does. And if you, especially if you do get college credit, why not?
You may discover that.
Doing real work. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, I had a question. Now, I know that Mike is a huge Red Sox fan.
I'm here. Do not speak about me as though I'm not in the room.
No. I know you're in the room, but I'm just saying, well, in a minute, you're not going to be in the room because let's say that the Red Sox lose and then you end up slitting your wrist. Now, my question is...
Right, valid.
Not valid because if the Red Sox lose, Mike has... It's just more of the self-perpetuating Red Sox, we love... to get close and lose thing. It
won't be... I am more prepared now for disaster than I've ever been. I am much more... I can handle it now. Maybe because of this documentary, which I really found to be a therapeutic event, where I understand now what it's all about.
Except for Ben Affleck.
But you know
part.
What? If you saw me last night at the bottom of the ninth inning... I'm sorry, the top of the ninth inning, when they were pitching to Soriano, you'd know that I'm still... I mean, I'm going nuts. I'm sitting there going... absolutely nuts. My heart is racing.
Right.
I'm still super into it, but no, I can handle it if they don't win.
No, but my question really is, would Don continue the show? I mean, I know you would, Mike, because you don't, you know, you're dating and everything else. You got to get chicks and stuff. But would Don continue the show?
Well, no, it's not that I would continue the show because I'm dating and I want to get chicks, sir. It's that I have to pay the bills.
Are you talking about? If I would do the show, if Mike killed himself because the Red Sox lost?
Or just, let's say he's in a car accident.
No,
let's say he walks off of a...
Oh, my God.
What is the... Why are you doing this?
Why do you
want
to know?
Do you want me to die?
No, I don't want you to die, but I was just curious. I'm driving up highway...
So wait, your call... Hold on a second. Oh. Your call is, would Don continue... If I was dead, and the answer is, we would both continue if each other was dead. I don't even
have to. Here is my answer.
He doesn't even have to answer that.
Here is my answer. I would handle it with the same tact, with the same aplomb, with the exact amount of being dainty and respectful as ABC has been with the passing of John Ritter.
No.
Goodbye, ass. Not only has ABC now run... all of the episodes where he's alive.
Right.
So you think, that's it. He had three before he took the dirt nap. Tonight, they are digging up what they are promoting as, hey, Rob, would you find that commercial for me? The one for ABC? Because you got to hear it.
I haven't heard this.
It's a way to work dead John Ritter into a show that he no longer can do. You got it there? I'm sure it's scheduled to come up here in a second.
Yeah. 8 simple rules for fulfilling a contract.
So now he's dead.
Yeah.
And all the shows with him, they're all done. But here you go, ABC.
Tonight, nobody rules Tuesday like ABC. First, it's the cast favorite, the Three Company episode of 8 Simple Rules.
I'm a knock on a door.
Now with never-before-seen footage. Then, when his movie star girlfriend gets her dream role.
So let me explain.
Well, what are they doing?
Here's what they did. Apparently, I did a little research into this. Apparently, last year, one of the episodes of this show, 8 Simple Rules for whatever it is, they did a show in which there was a takeoff of Three's Company.
Okay.
On Eight Simple Rules.
All right.
Within that, they did a parody of Three's Company.
All right.
Well, now that John Ritter is dead and his three episodes have run, the way that ABC is squeezing just a little more juice out of that stone is by rerunning an episode of the show from last year in which he was in a situation that was similar to Three's Company.
Oh,
and
God.
And according to the PR, it's the cast's favorite episode of all time.
Well, then.
So they're running
that. They can't squeeze enough out of the guy.
This has to be the last drop unless you please, ABC, you take my advice, and you just pull him out of the ground and just put a camera on him Tuesday night from 8 to 8:30. We'll watch it.
Amazing. There have got to be outtakes and lost footage. They can squeeze yet another episode
Unreal.
Out of it.
All right, listen to it again now that you know the setup, okay? This is not a gag commercial.
Tonight, nobody rules Tuesday like ABC. First, it's the cast favorite, the Three's Company episode of Eight Simple Rules.
Oh, so there's the qualifier.
Now with never-before-seen footage.
Huh?
Then, when his movie star girlfriend gets...
So that's how they cover it. It's the cast's favorite.
Yeah,
we're doing this because we thought it would be good for the cast.
With never-before-seen footage. Incidentally, he's dead, so he's not coming back.
Wow.
Never-before-seen footage.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? Who knew that John Ritter was such a valuable commodity? Nobody seemed to know it when he was alive.
That's so often the case with a great artist.
Yeah, Buzz.
Do you think any of that unseen footage is from the funeral?
Oh, no, Rob. God. Next week, Ritter's home movies.
His last goodbye.
Oh, dear.
Curtain call.
I'm sure they'd run it.
More farewells than share.
Hello, Don and Mike show. But that's how I would handle it if anything happened to my good buddy Mike.
You'd really, like, dig up, you know, thing and everything around it. You'd scour the building.
I'd make it...
For the old, like recording sessions that we've done where, you know, they're on some little work reel somewhere.
Yeah, just play everything.
And here's something that, boy, we got to laugh out of that. Yes, sorry.
You'll do the Roger Ebert thing, won't you?
Yeah. Pardon me?
Getting a new partner. You'll go out shopping like Roger Ebert.
Negative.
After Siskel died.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry, no. Sir. When Mike dies, that'll be it.
Hey, I saw a license plate the other day.
I'm touched. I'm deeply touched.
Should be.
Write this down. T1H2.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I saw this license plate.
Oh, okay. Right. It's a license plate thing.
Right. T1H2T43.
Buzz, what does that mean? We didn't write it down. You have it in front of you.
I can't make heads or tails out of it.
Think of it as looking at it in the mirror.
Look at it.
Oh.
Jesus. You know, this is the topic. This
Eat S is what it is backwards.
Okay.
I saw that plate.
It was on there?
Right, yes.
Now, there's... And what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vermont.
Wow. That's clever. You got to... That's just clever.
That's not being a dick.
Not at all.
Right.
You know, not...
If I saw that, I'd laugh my ass off.
I don't like continuing topics from one show to the next.
Exactly.
Like this whole license plate thing. But that's pretty good.
But, you know, Bart could be the next Barry Bonds of radio.
Yeah, that's right, sir. That's right. And
bringing it into the present.
And David Bowie's going to fly out of my ass any second. We do have a prize for you. I mentioned David Bowie because I saw his name, but he's not performing in... Where are you from, Vermont?
I live in Vermont. Beautiful spot on earth.
He's not in Vermont, and neither is Chris Rock. And
Mike, we all feel the same way you do.
Neither is the wrestling.
Yeah, big Red Sox country up in Vermont.
But you have won a Halloween costume of your choice, courtesy of Masters Costumes. And don't worry, even though they're in D.C., 7 locations, they'll ship it to you. To find the nearest one, go to masterscostumes.com.
Performs up in Vermont, and that's the way they like it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
See you later. Bye-bye. Hold on for your instant prize.
But he likes this program. This program's popular in Vermont.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Sure, what else is there in Vermont?
Well, it's not.
We got to be the Dean's Peanuts of Vermont.
We are the Dean's Peanuts.
Yeah. Hello.
Don.
Yeah, and Mike, hi.
Hey, there is one episode they haven't aired of the John Ritter show. The one where he actually dies.
Now, hold on a second. You're killing me here.
You've really stopped the show.
You really are killing me.
Now he's hung up.
They just hung up. Now, see, this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be proof. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf.
Absolutely.
We're just going to move on with the
show. No need to hold a grudge.
Not going to call him back, even though I've got the number on caller ID. Just him to call.
Hang up.
Just to call him and just to say he's a dick. Not going to do it.
Good for you, Don.
We, it's not, it is turning over a new leaf. We're going to ask him nicely for an apology.
That's fair.
I think he owes
us, he owes our listeners, an apology.
Yep.
For that tremendously unfunny comment.
Give me a second.
Don's using the handset.
Let's see if we can raise him.
Hey.
Ahoy.
Hello? Yeah, hi. I'm looking for a guy who just made...
Oh, crap.
What happened? Did they hang up?
No, it disconnected.
Hello?
You know what?
I'm laughing at my joke.
And it went... And now, line four... Oh, hold on a second.
Stuck again?
There. Hold on a second. Give me a second.
Now the phone's melting down again?
No, I got it.
It's just a simple apology because really... Because
it wasn't the same guy that answered the phone.
I think
there's certain lines that are like throwing a hand grenade into a fox.
Hello, hi. This is a Don from the Don and Mike Show. I'm looking for a guy who just called our show a second ago.
I think he knows what he needs to say.
Uh-huh. Okay. You bet. Thank you.
We're trying to find him?
No. Hey, do you want to come on the air? Please? We'll give you a prize? Please, ma'am? Okay. Well, you make sure you do. That's a good. You're good.
You're good.
You're good, you. Okay, ma'am. You too. Bye-bye.
Listen, how peaceful that
is. I'll tell him. Thanks. Oh, you're very sweet.
Wow.
Wow, this went well. What? How well did that go?
That was his mother.
Say no more. That was his mother. She was aware of his bad joke?
Yeah. She said, that's my son.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even have to ask. She lives with me?
Yeah.
I told him it's not a good idea to call.
There you go.
And then she would,
if mom says it, why not?
Mother's always right.
You know.
We've taken care of it.
I said, do you want to go on? He said, no. I'm embarrassed enough already.
Hey, all right, it's done.
So there you go.
Well, beautiful. At least she'll get him the message.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo, I have a question, if you please.
Are you doing some Rick D's?
Yes, Rick D's.
Would you Rick D's? What? Come on.
Don, if you could work at Safeway... Would you?
Might have to, but not for the foreseeable future. No. Although, you know, is this a setup call? I really have to ask because, you know, there is a service out there that does offer for radio DJs callers to argue with.
Right.
Where they like call and say, I can't believe your take on the abortion issue. Well, you're a baby killer,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they actually pay you.
Wow.
You're not paid, are you, to bring up Rick D's?
Oh, hell no.
Really? What is your name?
Dean.
Dean, where are you from?
D.C.
The Dean's Peanuts.
The Dean's Peanuts.
All right, Dean. Well, we'll give you a prize then, because you've led us right into our next segment. And really, you have.
Good job.
Tickets to see Chris Rock, the Black Ambition Tour. Meyerhoff Symphony Hall in Baltimore, October 28. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. It's Chris Rock's first tour in 4 years. So enjoy that.
You are out of sight, Jack.
Really, because you led me right into what is going to hopefully be at least a semi-weekly new slot on the show.
Hmm.
And, Rob, I think we need that fanfare that we had yesterday when Miss America killed that lady.
Oh, God.
You've got that
That's
fanfare.
A great fanfare.
Oh, no, and, Mike, this is going to bring you nothing but joy. I know that you weren't laughing yesterday during the news when we were playing this when Bugs was announcing that Miss America had shot someone.
That's right.
Run over
someone.
Yes. Oh, yeah, not, what was it, Bugs?
Shot someone.
Hit a bicyclist with a car.
Yeah.
America was cleaning her gun.
Hit a bicyclist with a car.
The way she
said. Did you say I wasn't laughing, Dirk, when you were playing that?
Not at first you weren't.
Oh, yes, I was.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I was laughing, and she didn't shoot anybody.
She just ran him over with a car.
That's right.
Killing is killing.
Lost him in the sun.
Do you not remember the end of the show when I left laughing? My last words to Rob Spiewak were wearing a crown.
Take it back.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Here's a new feature. Why we love Rick D's.
Ooh.
The Rick D's moment.
Ah.
And Rick D's will be played by Rob Spiewak. Now, Rick Dees is a disc jockey that we've talked about for a long time. We don't compete with him. He's a morning disc jockey in Los Angeles. I worked with him well over 20 years ago when I worked out there at his station at Kiss FM, and he was the morning guy, and I was just the nighttime guy. And he now is famous for, like, his Casey Kasem weekend show.
Yes.
Right. So we get copies of tapes of Rick Dees because he's the biggest jive ass in the world.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's not really sophisticated at it. You get the feeling if you listen to this guy, Rick Dees, and he's a guy who plays records on his show. You get the feeling he really thinks he's got it going on.
Yeah. Oh, he thinks he is so high above the world.
This whole thing that he's doing now, we're not allowed to tape any Rick Dees stuff and play it on the radio.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
There so we don't. However, what we have managed to do now is get tapes of Rick Dees, and now with today's Rick Dees moment, well, he will play the role of Rick Dees. Here is Rob Spiewak.
Well, today's moment is Rick serving, I guess, his 14-year-old listener.
Very good.
Because he goes live to a phoner, and he says, "We are joined by the movie lady, the lady who tells you whether or not to waste your money. But today she is at Azusa High School. She's handing out lots of festive, brightly colored Kiss bumper stickers. And I have a letter, no, an email that says Anaheim High School is going to beat Azusa High School at homecoming. What about that?" And then there's a lot of boos and assorted noises from the people at the school. And then he has a tape that goes, "Hey, Rick, what's for lunch?"
And then this guy's working in Los Angeles.
And
right?
Wow. I mean, honest to God truth, he does the school lunch menus for Orange County.
Still does school lunch menus.
Here's new one. Here's a new one from Clay Aiken on Kiss.
Here's today's Rick Dees moment performed by Rob Spiewak.
Now, I have a letter, no, an email.
Highly rated morning disc jockey in Los Angeles.
Wow. Now, we can't play the tapes because they're a rule. You can't take a tape from another disc
jockey. But that's a real place, right? Azusa High School.
No, I know Azusa is right. Anaheim may have been made up.
Okay.
At this point, I had disbelief, but there were obviously two competing.
I call as my first witness Al Gore, who invented the internet.
Yes. And look where you are.
If you go to the Rick Dees site,
right?
Give me the name in a second. You can click on all types of stuff like Rick Dees Top 40, Dees Lees, Candid Phone,
Chef Boyardee's.
Yes, that's where we're at now, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Recipes, and it is Chef Boyardee's.
Can I also real quick do a runner-up Rick Dees moment?
Yeah,
because they're doing the Kiss Cash Cow contest right now.
Hold on, it's the runner-up Rick Dees moment.
Where a name is announced and you have 30 minutes in which to call in to claim your prize and milk the Kiss cash cow. And when the person called in, for no apparent reason, he just said, "I'm glad you're calling. Do you listen a lot? Did you hear Whoopi Goldberg on the Dees hotline?"
Dees.
It was so bad that he's so proud that he had Whoopi Goldberg on that he had to look back.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes. Did you hear it? Ooh.
So this guy has a pretty active website full of loads of useless crap, including recipes. And you click on recipes, and it's Rick Dees wearing a chef's hat, like the buckwheat Ote sign, and it says Chef Boyardee's, right? Because it's his last name. Well, let's see. How about
what's in the recipe corner today?
Chef Boyardee's apple cake.
There you go, Boyardee's apple cake.
And, Mike, it's really a recipe.
Sure.
Preheat oven to 350. To prepare cake, lightly spoon flour into dry measuring cups. Level with a knife. Combine flour and next six ingredients. 4 cloves in a large bowl. Add water. Next 4 ingredients. Water through eggs. And, of course, it has the ingredient list on top. To prepare glaze, combine sugar syrup, corn syrup, milk, baking soda to a medium saucepan. Cook over a medium heat 6 minutes.
He's never cooked in his life.
Or until sugar dissolves. This cake gets wonderful compliments, so take credit for it. Yield 16 servings. Serving slice, 1 size. He's got that backwards. It's serving size, 1 slice.
Rick Dees, Chef Boyardee's.
And there you go. That is today's
very good
Rick Dees moment.
Simply the lamest disc jockey in the world.
Yeah, he's the king.
But not his website. If you go there, you'll also find the horoscopes and the joke of the day.
Yay!
And sure, we give it's Rick.com.
That's right. That's all it is, just Rick.com.
Why not? And keep going to Don and Mike's website.com, and you're going to keep noticing it still says site under construction.
Yes, of course it does.
That's
how we do business.
That ain't because we're lazy. That's because we're waiting for something to come up where you don't go to a website that has our name on it, click on a recipe page, and there's a picture of Mike and I with gigantic chef hats giving you the big J-O sign.
Here's the recipe of the day. We could.
Would you?
Would we?
Would you?
Right.
We have the internet. If you had the domain name, donandmikewebsite.com, would you put recipes on it?
You know, I think at a certain point it would be a fun exercise all over the country to grab a school lunch menu and comment on it. I think that might be...
We have to get the jingle, though.
Yes.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's for lunch?
That'd be big fun, though. We'd give it our unique take on school lunch menus.
Was it one of those shouts?
It was hard to say.
Hold on. Was it a sing like this?
The Don and Mike Show.
Was it a shout like this?
Rob Stewart.
How could it be like that? It sounded to me like it was in-house production, but it was maybe 12 guys all saying, "Hey, Rick, what's for lunch?"
Wouldn't it be great if we just collected from all our affiliates school lunch menus, and each and every day we picked one that we thought was the worst? Here's where you don't want to go to school here today, kid.
Or you could always go back to calling the school lunch guy. Monday!
Oh, God, that was horrible. That guy. We used to call a guy that used to sing the school lunch menus at some time town in South Carolina or something like that. It's amazing.
Anyway, that's the Rick Dees moment.
Rick Dees.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Don.
You'll get another update. Yay. And it's fun to be Rick Dees. It's fun to do that. It's fun to
It's fun to be so phony.
Because everything you say must have that air of urgency. Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mike.
Yeah.
You have just signed.
Yes.
A lucrative contract.
I have.
To continue doing your radio show.
Have I?
If it meant.
Yes.
You would have to break four commercials now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you?
I don't know, Don. I don't push the buttons, but I sure think it's a good idea. Do you?
I do.
Do it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll. This picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Gary, Eric, Mann, Bob, Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this one.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's right.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Yeah.
Drink your mead, but in moderation. No man is called discourteous who goes to bed at an early hour.
Right.
Just ask Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
Okay, you get it.
Yes,
that's the guy.
Same guy.
Same guy.
Been doing it for a number of years.
Same guy, Mike.
Ooh.
If you could, would you?
If you could provide America with Jive Entertainment for 3 decades, would you?
Would you? We are working on our second right now.
4 decades, Rob.
Ooh.
Wow.
Would you? Load the music up. It's time to talk about fantasy football. Because by now the computer has totaled everything from the league.
Right. I just collected my paycheck.
Actually, I should say the computer has given all the scoring to my league. See, my league is not touched by monkey hands.
And I find myself torn because you have now left the league, and yet my performance continues to skyrocket as it's beginning to look as though I'm having a juggernaut year. I'm having a dominating year.
Well, let me go to CBSSportsLine.com.
Ooh, we're still talking like that a little bit.
It says, "Hi, Don." I love that, the way that they personalize that for you.
Isn't that exciting?
And I have two different leagues. Buzz had the first pick last year, and you notice now my logo is a skeleton's head.
Skeleton crossbones.
And it says, "Bye-bye."
Bye-bye, which means the league is dead to you.
Yep, now. Let's see. Game center. My game against Mike. being as I did not field the team, I wouldn't have beat you anyway.
Would not have mattered whoever I played.
Right. I didn't field the team. I'm doing that for everybody. Just put everybody on injured reserve so you get 0 points.
Did you look at your reserves and see if you had put your best team on the field?
No.
If there was any way you could have beaten me?
The way the Broyhill has this set up, no. Because if you put everybody on injured, you can't say what if.
Right.
You can't go back and try. But Mike, 202...
202 points.
Dumbasses, zero. That's me.
Right.
So Mike had the high score in the WJFK League, the Donna Mike Show League, the league that I'm not in.
Right.
And Mike is now the only undefeated team.
I am 5-0-1.
That's correct.
Hold on. Let's see. Let me go to standings. Overall standings. Here you go. Anchors.
I could address this. I'm 5-1. I have sole possession of first in my division and second place in the league. And I'm shooting for a 12-3 record. I'll see Mike in the Super Bowl.
Yes, Buzz is 5-1.
Who would have thunk, Buzz?
Yeah, look at
that. Buzz is 5-1. John Norman is 4-2. Charles Broyhill 3-3.
How many points did you get this weekend, Buzz?
174.
Cameron Gray 3-3, and dumbasses. That's me 0-6.
Now you are 0-6 because you quit in our league.
I quit. I quit at 0-4. But that's another story. I didn't quit because I was 0-4. I'm not going to get into that now. Other division, Mike leads 5-0-1.
Amen.
Yeah. Followed by Big Gum Jim at 4-2.
Oh, let me tell you right now.
Followed by
Big Gum Jim, if he was here, I want him. Bring him on.
Followed by Barty at 2-3-1. Followed by Lisa at 2-4-0, and Rabe 1-5.
Can someone tell me, can someone explain to me what kind of a world we live in?
Yes, Rob.
When your defense can score 98 points and you still lose by a lot.
It's not fair, is it?
It's not fair.
Guys, I'm not going to bring in this argument now, but I just want to say that in my league, which has got the same type setup, NFL.com, my league, fantasy league, with a... these people I don't know who I just met online.
strangers.
My team won 98-65. But if you look at the scoring, for instance, Mike, you had Derek Mason.
Yes.
On your team that has the Broyhill rules with, like, you get points for all kinds of stuff. How many points did Derek Mason get you?
I think Derek Mason got me 70 points, something like 74 points, okay. Something amazing like that.
In my league, you got 35 points.
It might have been 40. I'm not sure.
35.
I know my big points were scored by my defense.
Okay. He got
the Patriots defense.
He got me 35 points. And here's how he got 35 points. He got 177 receiving yards.
Mm-hmm.
So you get 1 point for every 10 yards.
Right.
That's 17. Plus 3 touchdowns. That comes to 35.
So you didn't get nearly as many points as I did.
No. And I had for instance, Rob had the Baltimore Ravens defense. And we both had the same defense. How many points you get with the Ravens defense with the Broyhill scoring system?
98 points.
I got 24.
Really?
Because maybe I'm playing on the dumbed down version of fantasy football, but in the league that I'm in now, and I love this. First off, it's run by the computer. Mm-hmm. Nobody has a bitch with any real person who's involved in the league. It's done by the computer.
Right.
You get 6 points for a touchdown, regardless if it's a 1 yard touchdown, a 20 yard touchdown, or a 50 yard touchdown.
So you don't get any more if it's a 50 yard touchdown?
No, you don't. Excuse me.
I'm just curious about that.
But the trade-off there is, excuse me, for instance, in the league that we're in, I mean, that you guys are in, that I was in, if you have a wide receiver or a tight end, and he gets 99 yards,
right,
but doesn't get 100 yards, you don't get any points. Right? If you got a receiver,
yeah,
you get in this league that I'm in now, you would have gotten 9 points for 99 yards.
I like the part I like is the part that you get, what do you get, 1 point for every 10 yards?
Yeah.
Scoring's a little more realistic.
Right? I like that, but I don't like the fact that you don't get a bonus if your player gets a 50-yard or 70-yard touchdown catch.
Here's what I like best about it. Broyhill's not hitting.
That's it. Would he like to comment on this? I mean, he's strangely, he's conspicuously absent.
And it's fine with me if he doesn't, because we've gotten past it. We're not fighting anymore about it.
Right.
That's it. You guys are in your league.
Now that's about to change.
I'm in mine. Here comes Charles. Hi, Charlie.
What did you want me to say?
I just like to see you guys fight.
You bastard.
It's fun.
You bastard. Shut up, Mike. Don't yell at me.
What do you think of his other league? What, since you're the commissioner of our league.
I have nothing to do with that other league.
Mm-hmm.
But the other league that I'm in, out of 48 teams, I'm the only undefeated team. And I'm not commissioning that one.
So remember when I explained to you a couple of weeks ago how for some reason it's important for Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's... Let's get out of here. We're going to fight again.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, you think it's personal, and it's not. It's got nothing to do with
it. Here's all I know. You are the commissioner of the league, and you came in on
you
the day...
now, Mike?
Here we go.
On the day that this all came down, you came in and you actually made an offer. You said, how about we just call it a tie? I'll give you 50 points. When I should have gotten 100 points in your...
No, you shouldn't have gotten 100 points. You knew it was you were trying to go around the rules. Okay. They weren't written then, but you and I had talked about them many times.
You were
aware of it as being an NFL record.
The rules
points.
Let's review.
So then Randall L. got a record last
the
week.
The rules.
Going one pass and completing it. He had 100% completion.
Guys, stop it. Cut it out. Come on. Don't fight. There he goes.
I'm happy now. I'm happy. You know that
you do, and then they just snap right back, dude. That's the way they work.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm happy. I got my own team. You know, I got my my friends,
and I'm happy because I finished in the money for the very first time.
I want to say hi to my homies, Big D.
These guys you don't even know.
CJ.
These nerdnecks who you said, hey, tell the truth. You said you didn't like
crushing you.
You hated these guys, and you hate these guys.
Tailgaters. Who's your daddy?
Hey, we're just thrilled to have Don in our league now.
Hey, yeah.
We don't have any friends.
Those are all names like that. If they were on license plates, you'd hate them. Ambition.
That's true. Determination.
There is your fantasy football update. Oh, and we have very good news. We all can agree on this. Hit the thing again here. We pulled even with Jim Nance.
We have.
Hey, congratulations.
In our weekly picks now, you know, the hottest woman on network sports, Nancy, Jim Nancy, thinks he's got this gift for picking games.
Well, it's about time that we humble this guy, woman.
Well, let me see. For the week, I had 3 right out of 5. You had 2 right out of 5.
Yee.
Jim Nance had 1 right out of 5.
Ooh, wow.
Which means for the year, total number of victories by me, by you, and by Nance, we're all knotted up at 11.
Really?
Yeah, so we've all...
11 out of what?
Out of however many. I don't know, however many.
I think we're all 6. Sucking equally is what it is.
Yeah, but the point is, we're even Steven with the TV boy.
Yeah, absolutely, the guy that does all the work.
Right. We're even Steven.
Yeah, you hear him talking off the top of his head about these games. Let me tell you right now, guys, here's what I think about this.
Nancy
wrong.
Thomas.
Wrong. You are wrong, Nancy, good and fancy.
A little bit of D's in him, too, isn't it?
No, absolutely.
Let me tell you something, Don and Mike. The new lineup at CBS on Wednesday night has been a dynamic one for us.
My radio buddies, Don and Mike, here we are. Very, very exciting. Oh, he is. He's got a lot of D's in him.
You turned him into
that. We'll have
to
ask him next time he comes on the show if he knows of Rick D's.
I bet he's a fan.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, how you guys doing?
Howdy.
Got a question for you. Let's say I were to call up with some clips of Rick D's. Would that be violating any radio laws?
I do not think so.
All righty. Okay. Unfortunately don't have him with me today, but I will be looking forward to calling back in the future.
Get on them.
If I had some clips...
Could you breathe a little heavier into the phone, though? Just a little bit. Because you're not quite creepy enough, but when you do that, if you want the tapes, I could get them. That works for me.
Would you like some clips?
No, I'm sorry. My mother's a whore. I've got to go. Bye.
My mother's a whore. I have to go. I like it when they accept responsibility.
Yeah. Just drop right out. Mm-hmm. Unless your mom's in the car with you.
Yeah, that's right.
We have to call. That was great.
That was terrific.
That was fantastic. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Huh.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead, ask.
Yes, Don. The Football League, which you were formerly a member of, seems like Charlie hands out points for just about everything. I was wondering... how many points do you get for a solid BM at halftime?
20.
20 points.
20, and if it's runny, 25.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
For what? What was the... I couldn't even hear the question.
How many points do you get for a solid BM at halftime?
Oh, okay. Yeah, but get out of here. See, I couldn't...
He was kind of dissing Charlie.
I couldn't hear what...
You would have enjoyed that call if you...
Well, good then. Thanks for calling, sir.
He was a little slow on the trigger, but he was running down Charlie's league.
I just didn't understand.
And now I take that personally because I am at the top of that league.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Howdy.
Don, I usually defend you. I love to hear you argue with Mike, but Mike has got you. Last night before the game, they showed Fox had a clip of the Zimmer-Pedro incident.
If you give me 30 seconds to comment.
I don't think you're going to need it.
If you're going to give me 30 seconds.
I don't think you need 30 seconds.
Why?
I told you about this in the office. I'm prepared to make a statement about this.
Did you see it, Mike?
I did.
That was beautiful.
Go ahead, Mike. It was an incredibly rapid clip that they showed before the game took place. It was at a different angle than the one they'd shown. All those people calling about saying that you didn't see Pedro's hands, those were right. I mean, they said you couldn't see his hands when they showed the actual live coverage of it.
Right.
There was another angle that they showed. And down at the very bottom, his fingers were moving.
By his hips, yeah.
What did I tell you?
His fingers were moving.
But he was doing the come on thing.
That I don't know. That I'm not, I mean, I don't know whether he was doing come on. But he was doing this thing, and it sure looked like it to me. I hate to admit, one of the things I'm not Rush Limbaugh, okay? If I really think, and I'm not sure.
Oh, you're not, Mike.
I'd really love to see it in super slow-mo, but to the best of my knowledge, I was looking for it. I was waiting for my phone to ring.
Well, winner!
I was waiting for my phone.
Winner! I was watching NFL Countdown. But
winner!
Thank you. I knew what I had seen.
Also, they replayed his mouth and what he was saying, and I have no idea what he was saying. I don't know what he was saying.
What Pedro was saying?
I don't know what he said, because it was impossible to decipher what was going on.
I believe if you look at the replays, Zimmer is saying, my head is about to fall off my shoulders.
Did you read in the paper today where they said Zimmer was kind of comatose in the dugout last night? Yeah. Like he was obviously medicated, maybe on some kind of sedative.
But when is he not? When is he not?
Like, are you talking about the clip where they show, they highlight Don Zimmer?
No, this was a longer shot that was on top of him, and that you just saw Pedro's, hands. I thought the fingers were moving, but it was very rapid.
No, the clip I saw was it's like from upper deck, and it showed the entire melee.
Right.
And it showed the melee right in the middle of the field. On the opposite side of the Yankees dugout was Pedro outside of the melee standing there. They show Zimmer come out of the dugout, look through the melee.
It's totally, no, look, regardless of what Pedro did with his hands, that was obviously completely, that's why Zimmer apologized. And, really, everybody's talking about, we should get an apology from Pedro, too. You don't do that if you're in the major leagues.
No, here's the last thing.
Because you know what's never done in the major leagues? You never, ever have heard Clemens or any of the other guys that throw at guys' heads, you don't come out and say, hey, I'm sorry for throwing at guys' heads.
Hold on, though. Right. Here's the only thing I'll say on this, that after everything, even our argument yesterday with the come on, if it wasn't. Don Zimmer's a 70-year-old fart whose next at-bat is going to be in a wooden box. Okay, so we know that.
Right.
Pedro Martinez is about 40 years younger.
Yes.
And about 1 million times in better shape.
Right. And Pedro was standing there doing nothing.
He saw him. You can't tell me.
What do you want him to do? Run back into the dugout?
No. Here's what I want him to do. Just run out of the way.
Step away.
Just step away. You don't have to grab him by his neck and throw him down.
You know, all I can say is that Zimmer didn't just walk up and say something to Pedro. He walked up and he threw a punch at him. He lunged at him and threw a punch. I think, really, unless you're in that situation, how do you know to handle that? Whether he's 70, 80, 90, it doesn't matter. If somebody's, lunging at you, you put your hands up. It's an automatic relationship.
But it's Don Zimmer, though.
It is Don Zimmer.
Don Zimmer! He's coming at you, F you, old man.
Wait. Could he have put his hands down in Zimmer's chest, maybe pushed him out instead of, grabbing his head and pulling it away?
How about this world-class athlete who can throw the ball 100 miles an hour on a dime, can make incredible fielding and graceful moves in the outfield and on the pitcher's mound? How about when an old man, 70 years old, is running at you and you see him, how about being agile enough as he gets close to just move out of the way.
Well, yeah, I can't put myself in his body. You don't know what's happening. I don't think Pedro thought that Zimmer was going to throw a punch when he came up.
What do you love about Mike putting himself in Pedro's body? Hey, Mike, I am ready for you to come into my body.
You know, could it have been maybe handled better? I don't know. But the fact is, when somebody lunges at you, I don't care how old you are.
Oh,
it was a reaction. He was just reacting to the situation. And to come out and expect that he's got to come out and make, in order for him to make the apology, the only thing he would have to say was, if I was making the apology for Pedro, I would say, could I have handled that differently? Yes, I could have. But he can't come out and make an apology and say, hey, I'm really sorry for throwing the ball at Kareem Garcia's head. Because that, once you do that,
right, but you don't do that,
there's not a major league pitcher that's ever done that. Nolan Ryan, Roger Clemens.
Why couldn't he stand up and say, after Don Zimmer, the old man, has already said he's sorry, why can't Pedro just have a news conference and say, hey, I'm sorry the whole thing happened too?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Totally agree. He could do that. I'm thinking at this stage of the game, it would be difficult for him to come out and say, hey, I'm sorry that I started the whole thing, because then you're admitting.
No, all you got to do is just say,
but as far as the specific Zimmer incident, I'm sorry the whole thing happened, and I'm sorry that I reacted the way I did.
I'm very sorry.
I was defending myself. I am so very sorry. And most importantly, I would like to apologize to Mike O'Mara for not pitching my best and losing to Roger Clemens. And if there is a seventh game, I would like to promise him that I will pitch better than Roger Clemens does. And we will win the series. And we will go on to the World Series. Thank you, Mike, for being such a loyal and compelling fan.
Don and Mike, hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Howdy.
Good. Hey, I just want to tell Mike, I love him, but you're a pussy. Are you kidding me?
Why?
The guy's 75, his chin hangs to his knees. Pedro's a world-class athlete. I don't care.
Hey, world-class athlete,
Adam.
There's an original thought. Where'd you get that from?
From a very smart guy, Mike.
There's an original thought, moron.
That's very right. Smart. Hey, are you calling me a moron?
No, I'm calling this guy,
Is he stealing my argument?
No, it's just such a big man to quote you directly and then call immediately. I mean, come on, give me a break. Come on, stand up. I'm a pussy. Come down here, meet me. We'll see you
later. Hey, now, Mike.
Come on.
Mike, hold on.
What, you the only one that's got the prerogative? I'm threatening the people to fight? I can do it, too, if somebody calls me a pussy, Buster Brown. There you go. This is serious for me. I'm keeping it very... very in check.
Yeah, good job.
I'm very... Thank you. Okay. All right, Mr. Sudafed.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Sorry about that.
No, I mean,
hello,
yeah.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I just thought that we had an understanding about the way we're going to try to do the show now.
Oh.
That we were going to try to...
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I threatened the caller with a fight.
I mean, if it was... So, here's the level of a fight call.
Yes.
You know, attacks your family, says something to, you know, invade your privacy, something like that. That's where you pull out the dues. But this is the Red Sox.
Except for that last guy.
Okay, except for the last guy.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I was at the game.
Why'd you say great?
I didn't say great.
He said hey.
Oh, hey.
I said hey. Sorry about that.
Maybe I was just thinking this is going to be a great call.
Yeah. Mike, I picked you up a program from the game. I called last week.
Hey, I'm going to kick your ass.
No, that's not fair.
You dick.
That's not fair.
You come down here right now, I'm going to kick your ass. I swear it.
You don't care about
I'm
this.
I'm going to beat your ass.
You don't have any passion for it. You know, don't mock me like that.
Dick, I'm not mocking you.
You're totally
I'm
not.
Really mad at this guy.
You're totally no,
I'm
you're
really
not.
Mad at him.
That's why you're grinning ear to ear.
Hey, Mike.
Are you going to let him finish his thought?
For you.
Are you going to let him finish his thought?
Oh, I don't know. I'm very angry.
You're not going to let him finish.
No, go ahead.
He was at the game.
And?
When Zimmer came out, Pedro kind of threw him by his head. But the one thing that... And I'm a Yankee fan, Mike, and I feel what you're going through after being there and seeing those Yankee fans.
You still don't want me to kick this guy's ass? I mean, take your agenda out of this. You're rooting. This guy's just a bad caller.
Yes, he is.
You want to beat him up together?
Yeah, he's a Yankee fan.
Yeah, okay. You're gone.
Then I'd be worried the police would file assault charges.
Sounds like
a Yankee fan.
If your grandfather ran towards you, he was going a little crazy, would
you
hold
on
to the ground?
Can you hold on just a second?
Sure.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll give this guy... Listen, you can have the last word, and when you're done, just say, and now the Don and Mike show goes to break. Go ahead.
Do you want me to comment about the game or just go right to...
Whatever you'd like to say, but when you're done, just say, and now the Don and Mike Show goes to break, and you can actually take us to commercials.
Perfect. The Yankees will win today. Mike...
Okay. Always fun.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Always fun.
I just wish he hadn't gotten that first part out.
Yeah. You wait until we beat his ass.
Yeah, and that other guy... For the guy that called me and called me a pussy,
yes.
Can I really say this to him?
Yeah.
I love you, man.
We'll be right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Pedro Martinez. Plain and simple, singular has what you want.
Hi, I'm Derek Lowe.
If you want the newest and coolest...
I thought you could do the Zimmer thing.
Hi, I'm Don Zimmer. If you want the newest and coolest in wireless phone technology, Singular has the phone for you. It's the Sony Ericsson T226.
He's not like Santa Claus.
It's actually William Conrad.
Oh, hey.
Remember that impression, Don?
It has downloadable games and text and picture messaging.
I'm very excited because you shouldn't forget the free camera attachment with $50 mail-in rebate.
How good?
I'm Don Zimmer and I made.
How could I forget that? But here's the best part. The Sony Ericsson T226 is free after a $20 million rebate. Go to 1-86-SINGULAR. Log on to singular.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular Wireless store for details. Singular Wireless, part of the SBC family. Don't interrupt me. Run you out of town on a rail.
The Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. I think it is always extremely important that when you have a movie where everything is so intense and where things can get very dangerous because of the stunts that involve or because the story is very intense and they need the suspense there, so you shoot it a certain style. So those kind of things make people naturally always more intense and they have to be so accurate.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
It is key that you then bring, as soon as the scene is over, some humor to the whole thing, because we are dealing with a movie, we are dealing with show business, it's not like the end of the world,
right.
And you always have to make people realize that, so it's very important to play around with jokes, to have fun, to have great laughs, to make everyone always feel relaxed, because only if they enjoy the job, and only if they have fun, and only if they see this as a fun thing in their life,
California.
A fun part of their life, that's when people perform the best. So this is why having this kind of an environment, a fun environment on a set, is also very important for them.
Don and Mike Show. Well said.
It's the daytime Emmy Award winning Don and Mike Show.
And listen, tomorrow on the show, we're getting our flu shots.
Yay!
That's good for only one thing. That's Rob screaming when he gets it.
Right.
Also tomorrow, we'll announce the Westwood One. That's our network. So that's our thanks, our network. The network contest to win a trip to Los Angeles for the premiere of The Matrix. Unzipped. That'll be tomorrow, and also tomorrow, Mike, and we don't have the Satan thing turned on right now. We will in a second, but I'll tell you, Dr. Natasha Terry
is going to be in studio.
She is tomorrow.
Oh man.
Tomorrow at 2:00.
But first.
Oh, and we'll give away some money and WWE tickets. We'll play a game of, well, I guess it'll be in the next break, being the show is almost half over.
Very exciting.
Okay. What's been going on in the campaign? He's won. Arnold Schwarzenegger has won.
Right.
And now we take you live to Arnold's campaign headquarters, where there's a meeting of the board or his guys. Turn the thing on there, Rob.
His advisors.
First of all, I'd like to thank all the people for coming by. I'd like to introduce my main advisor. I know most of you haven't had a chance to meet the number one guy behind my campaign, and some of you might have a little trouble with this choice, but I'm going to tell you, for California and getting rid of Craig Davis, this was my go-to guy. Please welcome, you might know him as Lucifer, Satan, Beelzebub, my chief political and financial advisor. This is Satan. Satan, I know you'd like to say a few words to the campaign and to my assembled cabinet here.
First, hasta la vista, baby.
Way to go, Satan.
And tomorrow on the show,
you're my main guy.
Dr. Natasha Terry.
Oh, yeah. That is great. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Way to go. That's great. great. How you been doing, Peace Above?
As I look around this room, Arnold.
Yes.
I see in your supporters, the people who have bankrolled this campaign,
yes,
many familiar faces and good friends.
I know you supported so many of them, and we are grateful that, you know, the thing is that you'll be part of the campaign, even when it's not a campaign. You'll be part of governing California, and I know you've got several thoughts that are good thoughts about how we should govern and some of the new rules you'd like to see implemented in the state.
Many people have said to me, they've called me on the Satan line.
Yes, Satan.
And said, what are you doing with an idiot like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Hey, come on now.
And I say to them,
I am the god of hellfire.
There you go.
And I bring you
Los Angeles. San Francisco.
Very good.
Sacramento.
Very exciting, Satan.
Bakersfield.
Yeah, bull.
Fresno. Burbank. Palm Springs.
You are the guy. You are the guy. I've liked you ever since I signed the contract right before Pumping Iron.
And I knew that you had what it takes.
Thank you, Satan.
And here's what we will be doing in our first term as governor in the state of California.
This is so good. This was an idea, I should say before he starts, that was hatched on the set of Twins when I first met him since signing the contract and giving my soul to Satan. Go ahead,
hey,
Satan, yes.
And hey, how about that piece of ass you got on this set of Twins?
Oh, don't get showing. You joined me in all the groping, and you taught me what it is. This guy, if I can make him embarrassed, is a great groper. He is a great groper. Yes, don't blush.
Ow!
Ow! He blushes, fire comes out of his cheek.
I'm blushing.
Nine.
All right, I want to say something to all the investors who are here, all of the people who joined us in JoinArnold.com.
Thank you very much, Satan. Yes, it's all been because of you, but all the campaign workers who got together with me and knew that, really didn't know that you were the guy behind the scenes of the movie career.
Yes. Listen, I am, what did you call me?
Beelzebub.
Yes.
Yabo.
Bigger balls.
Yes.
That's what I am. I am bigger balls.
You are bigger balls.
I am bouillabaisse.
You are whatever you want, and I hate to embarrass you because you make flames shoot out of your cheeks.
But let me just say, is there anyone in this room who didn't think that he could win if I wasn't on his side?
They're all shaking their head.
No, of course not.
See, we know that.
Of course not. Which is why for every $500 that you've contributed to the campaign, $250 of that money has been earmarked for our personal charity. It's called Arnold's Nazis of Tomorrow.
Oh, you are so kind. Wow. I appreciate that. That's very nice.
Huh.
Now, my man here, the Terminator.
The Terminator. Yes.
He slipped a little bit during the campaign with this whole thing about Hitler.
I was in the scene, yeah. Do you like the way I handled it? That was this guy here who told me, you know, you just pretend you forgot the statement that you made and don't tip your hand and, you know, don't be talking about another good guy. Yeah, there you go, Satan.
Because as you know, Arnold's dad was a client of mine way back in WW2.
And a big fan. A great big fan. But that guy, Craig Davis, refused to sign up, and you decided to come to my side. And you know, I've always been on the dark side with you, Satan. Very exciting.
How else do you think a man of this limited intellect and limited skills, social skills, not a major movie star, he's banging a Kennedy.
There you go.
He's in the Kennedy compound.
That's right.
And now he is the governor of California.
California, turn on the flames for that state. And yeah, here I am, the governor of California. Look at the big snake shooting out of the table. I'm so excited. I can't tell you how this is going to be such a great time.
Silence.
Sorry, Satan. I apologize. Sorry.
Now, just to do a trick, to get the contributors to give more money.
Yeah.
Arnold?
Yes, Satan.
I'm going to give you the power for exactly 10 seconds.
Okay.
To speak with the wealth of knowledge that you will need to actually govern the state. Watch as I am able to turn the switch.
What?
And for 10 seconds, make him a regular, average citizen. Arnold, what's wrong with California? Arnold?
What's wrong with California is the fact that there aren't enough Nazis.
Okay, now,
wow.
See, that's the real guy.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, Dankeschön.
Now I'm going to give him some programming.
Okay.
I'm going to download Arnold 2.0.
Very good.
Now, this is not completed yet.
No.
Arnold, what's your plan for California?
The plan for California is to get up to Sacramento and work on the deficit and all the debt that we have without raising the taxes so that we can bring the people back into the government and take it out of the hands of the special interests.
Now I'm going to move it between the two.
Okay.
And I've never done this before with a human spectacle like this.
Amazing.
But it's going to be somewhere between the real Arnold, the regular guy, who you heard, and the guy who had my spiel. So let me try Arnold 1.5. An incredible demonstration.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. We will be getting rid of the financial problems by getting rid of the Americanos and bringing in some of the good Austrians and Germans.
You are an amazing byproduct of my incredible intellect.
Thank you.
I am so pleased with this event. I want everyone to make sure tonight you shake my hoof.
Very good.
Shake my hoof.
Not bad for a muscle-bound Austrian nose picker. That's great.
And you couldn't have gotten here without me.
Beelzebub has done a great job. And together we will move forward in the thing and get the thing done for the thing. And you got to give me more words that make me sound like I'm a good governor, okay?
All right.
I'll study with you next time, I suppose. That would be fun.
I'll give you a word.
Please give me a word.
The word is advisement.
Advisement.
Please try on your own to use it in a sentence. Advisement.
I would like to thank the advisement of Beelzebub.
No. If someone asks you a question, Arnold, how are you going to cut taxes? You say, I'll take that suggestion under advisement.
I will take that suggestion under advisement and bless your red taint, Satan.
Wow.
I suppose I shouldn't bring up Satan.
No,
you always tell me always yeah. He's a behind-the-scenes kind
all
of guy,
the,
right?
All of the investors in the room here, and I just want to say, you've got the house lights turned down, but I see so many clients here. Larry King, Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh,
the entire
fantastic
cast of Melrose Place.
Oh, I love the girls there. If there's a chance that in the speech you're not going to use the same therapy and technique of training that you used before the campaign.
No.
Unless I get out of line.
Unless you get out of line. Oh.
Okay, I'll try it. Welcome to the first press conference. I'd like to invite all of the girls that are in the press corps to come back to the mansion, and maybe we could have a talk and I could maybe grab your...
You burned my buttocks. My muscular buttocks have been burned by you. That is causing me great agony, please.
Every time you grab the breast,
I know.
I had to do that to you.
Oh, it is so hard for me, Satan, because you see yourself said I should completely cave into my carnal desires, and now I can't do it because I have to have this silly image and stuff.
Right. Now, if you mess up again, I'm going to bring out the glowing fish hooks.
No, please don't. I'll try.
How about a hand, ladies and gentlemen? I know there's hundreds of you in this bunker, but I just want to say before we run out of oxygen, not that all of us need it, how about a round of applause for that great schmuck, Jay Leno, huh?
Jay Leno. Jay Leno is a great friend of the campaign.
Jay Leno, who's been a client of mine,
he worked hard on the campaign, and he's got great staffers, too. You know that behind the scenes, some of the pages there was this one with the big bosoms that I walked up to, and I said, hey, I'm going to be governor. How would you like me to grab these? And then I reached around.
You've done the front. You've burned the front. You've made me an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Austrian Nazi moron, idiot, dumbass, jerk face. I want everyone to know something.
You've burned me. Look at you. You've burned my thing. You've burned my wedding.
My first choice.
Oh.
Is it my fault that Steven Seagal said no?
I'm sorry, but I will be a good governor for you. Once again, I bless your red taint.
How many of you would like, this is a show of applause, how many of you would like me to recall Arnold with Dolph Lundgren?
Oh, that's completely on the...
Wow.
I will do it. I will do your bidding. I will be your minion. I will work for you. Even after I die, I will live to work for Satan. Please do not let me disappoint you again, O Prince of Darkness.
All right, Arnold.
Okay, Shane.
Then here's what I'm going to do for you.
Jawohl.
I'm going to give you a 90-day pass.
Okay, 90 days to do your bidding.
90 days, you know what I like.
I understand the things you like.
I like the slush funds. I like, let's keep the money out of the hands of the people who need it.
I understand you want the police to have more powers to break heads. That's one of the specific directives.
SOS, shoot on sight.
There's coming to be a grocery strike, and we're going to take the nightsticks out. It's going to be lots of fun.
And I've arranged a transit strike in California.
Oh, right. We'll have lots of carnage and bloodshed. You see, the goal is chaos. And I will bring that home to you, I promise.
Because who loves chaos? I do.
I kiss your pointy tail.
who delivers you to? You're the Terminator, baby.
I will lick your horns out of gratitude, oh Prince of Darkness.
You're the Terminator.
You're the man. You're the greatest. You're the everything. You're my everything.
Just like the
Captain and Tennille.
This is my time. Hey, they were clients as well.
Yes, or Stephanie.
They're here tonight. Tony Tennille and Daryl Dragon. Stand off, everybody.
Aren't they great? There's so much great. Right down next to Dee Snider.
I am right.
Right down, my musical theater. Yeah.
Freedom.
Together, we will run California into the ocean. Fuck it, John.
I love it.
Thank you, Satan.
I love it, you moron.
That's a term of India. That's a nice term.
Oh, my cell phone's ringing.
Who's calling now? It's another phone call. You better take that.
Hold on a second.
That doesn't sound like a sales.
I love doing this bit, though.
I know you do.
I have a call on my cell phone.
Find out who's calling you.
Satan.
Hello?
Hello, this is Satan.
Hello?
Yes.
This is God.
Oh, hey, it's one of God's little mistakes on the phone. How you doing?
Tom, this is the bad time to call. You're not supposed to call. You're supposed to daintily caress Satan's small, painted, pointed beard.
Hey, Satan.
How you doing, God's whoopee cushion?
Hey, how you doing there, Satan?
How you doing, God's squirting flower?
Tom, you should kneel down and praise Satan.
You know, you are your God's marked deck of cards.
Don't yell at Satan again. He doesn't like that.
Oh, Satan.
What?
Why don't you go back down the hill?
Oh, no.
Yes, Satan.
Okay, careful, Tom.
Oh, no.
What was that?
There's nothing better than bringing Tom.
God.
Nothing quite as good as bringing Tom Gavin into a bit. It always makes it sing to me.
Satan, I need you to go to hell.
Tom? No. I am the reason that nothing comes out.
Yo!
Remember the other day on the show after you went to the titty bar? And you said that when Don and Mike asked you if you got your jerk on and you said nothing came out, I'm the reason.
Wow.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You better listen to me.
Why is it that only
I am God. You better listen to me.
If you're God, we're really effed. If you're God.
There, Satan.
What was that? Retard.
You better listen to me, man. I'm in
trouble. Retard says what?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, no. Hey.
Group home says what?
Hey, Tom.
The small bus says what?
Tom.
Hey, what?
Tom, if you lived in California, who would you have voted for?
Tom.
Who in California?
Tom, if you lived in California, who would you have voted for?
What's his name?
Who?
What's his...
Ray Davis?
No.
Bruce Willis.
No.
Gary Coleman.
No.
Gallagher.
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Whatever.
God's laughing all the way to the bank.
He's having a good time today, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
You.
I'm having a good day today.
You're having a
good
day.
Hey, Charlie.
Oh, Tom is giving Arnold a headache.
Hey, where's Charlie?
Oh, they amuse me. They amuse me. You know, when they come to his side.
Hey.
When they come from his side,
right.
People treat them with such love.
Hey.
Oh, look at that view. Now, if they come from my side,
yeah.
And they do something awful like my good friend John Hinckley,
right.
Well, then I'm screwed with a bad PR.
I believe he's still yelling at you. He's still screaming at you.
God damn it!
What?
Satan!
What?
You
what?
Go to hell! Now!
He doesn't like you.
I'm gonna go to hell and your mom's gonna be waiting for me there.
No, I'm the monster!
I didn't say monster, I said your mother.
Shut up, you mother.
Tom is really dropping the F-bomb here.
Tom, it's really necessary to use bad words with Satan.
Tom, don't cuss, Tom.
Satan, Yes, it is.
Yes, you. That's the only reason you can get to Satan, is if you use the bad word.
God damn it, Cedric, what the hell are you doing?
All right.
So he's not bringing out the heavy artillery.
No, he can't.
There is no heavy artillery.
Sure. What? You jerk.
You sound like your mother.
Hey, you, shut up.
You sound like your mother is. I was about to violate
you. Are idiot, Satan.
I was standing in a line with a lot of dead people.
Hey, you idiot, Satan. Shut up and listen.
John Ritter was waiting to F your mother.
Hey, you are an idiot. You stole.
I don't think it's hitting home.
No.
Hello?
Hold on, my other line is ringing. No. My cell is ringing.
Now who's calling?
You're not going to believe the caller ID.
What? Who is it?
Satan. Yeah, what's happening? I'm doing my bidding. I realize that. He's not mine, he's not yours.
Oh.
Hey, he belongs to the effing universe.
Who's he talking to?
All right, I tell you what, though. You gotta give me somebody back, then.
Who's he talking to?
I think he's talking
I'm
to God.
I'm talking to a man that you would refer to as God.
Hey.
Yes, so anyway,
this is God.
I know.
Satan?
Well, I don't want him either.
If I say poof,
I don't want
him.
Then we're agreed.
Mike.
He's a free agent.
Hey, Mike.
Buddha, whatever. I don't want him either. You got it. All right. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Satan.
Hey, Tom, I got a message from God.
Who?
Tom.
Go ahead, Tom. I got a message for you.
Hi, this is Arnold. I'm back. What happened?
Back. Shut up, Satan.
Tom.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Tom.
Mike.
Mike's not here.
Mike, who's
Tom? Oh, God, help me.
Okay.
Bye, Tom.
Hey, Ornish.
Bye, Tom.
Shut up.
Bye, Tom.
You don't belong to either God or Satan.
Satan?
You're out there. You're in the middle, Tom.
He gets so motivated. Yes, talk when I'm talking again, Tom. Yes. Hello, what?
Hey, where's Mike? Where's Don at, Mike?
I don't know.
Hey, come back, Don, right
I'm
now.
I'm confused. You succeeded in making my brain turn to jelly.
Hey, Don, come back right now. Get Satan out of there now.
See, the thing is now, I'm not going to be pushed around.
Abracadabra.
I'm going to have a turd running the show.
Make Satan disappear.
I mean, some of you might think a turd is running the show right now anyway.
Yeah, do you think, Satan?
He said abracadabra.
Poof.
Abracadabra. Make Satan disappear.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Don.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Tom.
It worked. Hi, guys.
Hi, Tom.
How are you, Tom?
What do you want, Tom?
Hey, where's Charlie at?
God.
Hey,
Jesus.
No, never mind.
Help.
Hey, Charlie. It's
help.
Ah.
Okay, bye, Tom.
Hey,
break
guys.
The glass.
Hey.
Bye, Tom.
Hey, guys, go to my website, TomGavin.com.
Yeah, you deserve that.
We'll go right there, Tom.
Hi.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we can't really. We can't really yell at him.
No, you can't.
It's not like he's getting.
No. It was just there
doing.
He was.
Arnold
you know.
Can handle Satan, but he's no match for Tom Gavin.
That really would be the radio equivalent of a fan running on the field. During the fourth quarter.
Except, like, we left the gate open for him.
I know.
Yeah, open.
Absolutely.
And Tom, if I say poof, all the paint chips you've eaten will disappear. All right,
wow.
Sorry, that got a little out of control.
Well, you know, every now and then, that's fun.
I thought it was fine.
We have... Oh, Buzz, that's what my wife says when something's bad. She goes, well, I think that was fine.
That was fine.
That was the fine. That means awful. Listen, we're going to play a game now.
Very good.
Anything to get Tom off the telephone.
Amen. Can Tom play the game, Don?
Simple enough setup. Arnold, Satan,
yes.
Having some fun.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, there's Tom.
Tom running around naked in the middle of the field.
Tom's a go-to with Satan, isn't he?
Yeah. He loves Satan.
For whatever reason. Where are you right now when you're listening to the show? Where are you? That is the game we're going to play right now.
We have had people win this game that were in the middle of corn silos, like inside where the grain is.
The best one, the guy who locked himself in the trunk of his car and then couldn't get out. Where are you listening to the show physically, not geographically, but physically? Where are you listening to the show?
Always like those calls from a morgue.
Our phone number is 877-365-3636. And here's the deal. We'll pick the wackiest spot, the spot that we think is the nuttiest, the kookiest, the craziest.
That's right. And then Tom will call during the middle of that. It'll be lots of fun. Running around in circles on the field.
You know, at one
and
point,
the security was trying to catch him.
Yeah. I don't know how much of that got on the air because he said the F-bomb at least a couple of times.
Yeah, whenever you bring Mom into it, that's what always happens.
And then when you're urging him to cuss.
Yes, of course. And then he stops. Then he locks down.
He's poof.
Because. But he's Tom.
He's Tom.
He's Tom.
He's lovable.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's not. Far from it. Not that far, though. So we're going to say poof.
Yes.
And take a break and come back and take your calls when we play. Where are you listening to the show? And the prize you're playing for today, $300.
Just like magic.
Cool. $300. Poof.
Yes, poof.
$300. And if you live in the D.C. or Baltimore area and you happen to play or just impress us on where are you listening, we'll give you WWE No Mercy tickets and you get to go to the meet and greet with the WWE superstars.
And once again, thanks to Tom Gavin, or as I like to call him, Citizen Kane.
I get it. C-A-N-E. Right. You see, you have to see Tom.
Yeah.
Go to WJFK.com.
Sure.
Click on the Don and Mike icon, then go to some of our photos. And I think when we were at the titty bar last week, there's a picture of Tom.
With a cane on his head.
With balancing a cane on his head. And Rob is showing great joy.
Yes, absolutely.
Rob is smiling and all 32 teeth are there.
He's a happiness maker.
Okay. So where are you? Yeah. Where are you right now?
Very good.
I'm at rock bottom. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down, with his pants down to his ankles, relieving himself. And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom. Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine.
You know the feeling when you think life just can't get...
A small room, and a grown man defecating in that small room and spreading it all over. Imagine that smell. You can't hide it. It was very bad.
Very bad.
Very bad.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Hey, try the Marriott burger.
That was supposed to run while the guy was talking about the guy, but instead it was a commercial.
Yeah, it was Rudy.
Right.
It's not really a beer. It's a TV set.
Haven't we always put Rudy on that plane?
Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. They are dirty. Wash them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Give me that thing one more time, Rob. Let me just try to put it together one time correctly.
Because you usually ace it. You really do.
Because we had commercials going at the same time. And
it'll be a reenactment.
So anyway, the guy says, you know...
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart.
Hey, Mike, you're really coming along.
Sitting down. With his pants down to his ankles, relieving himself. And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom. Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom.
No, no, no. How about
imagine
this?
A small room and a grown man defecating in that small room and spreading it all over. Imagine that smell. You can't hide it. It was very bad.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Very bad.
Hey, how about that Carol Crow?
Now I'm laughing.
Ah, Rudy.
Now I'm laughing.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go. A little less conversation, a little more action. Where are you listening to the show right now?
Very good.
And we're going to pay $300.
Wow.
To the winner. And maybe WWE tickets. We got those to throw in as well. Where are ye?
A little less conversation, a little more action.
All right, here we go. Let's start right here on line number one. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
This is not Tiffany Darwish, right?
No.
Do you know who Tiffany Darwish is?
No.
Good.
That's okay.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Buzz. That's the right answer. Good. Tiffany, where are you listening to the show?
I'm outside the hospital because my cousin's giving birth to our second child, and I saw the first one come out.
Now, who's... Hold on there, Tiffany. Who's giving birth?
My cousin, Jennifer.
Yes.
Is giving birth to our second child.
To our second child. Not yours and hers.
Her second child.
Her second child.
All right. You were there for the first one, too?
Yeah.
So you're outside the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, you know, both Mike and I looked at each other
well,
like...
Well, I mean, Jesus, come on.
Yeah, it's...
We like exotic locations. Now, if you were in the delivery room, that's
right.
A different story.
That's a call.
Winner.
Put you up in the top 10.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi,
hello.
Where are you listening? Who is this? Roger.
Yeah.
Roger, where are you listening to the show at?
I'm at the DMV office.
That's the best you got?
That's it. What do you want me to lie?
What? Yeah. No, listen, it's a nice stepping stone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice stepping stone. But
I will keep track of all of our locations.
That is good. No more than that. Hello, Don and Mike show. Rick.
Don and Mike.
Rick, where are you listening to the show at, my friend?
I am listening from, in fact, Rush Limbaugh's colon.
No, you can't make them up now. I have to X you out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Not a mic.
Yes. Daryl, where are you listening?
I'm in Maxwell, California.
All right. Now, again, not geographically, folks, but specifically, where are you listening? What offbeat, wacky, crazy location are you listening to?
Wacky, crazy location? I'm in a tractor.
You're inside a tractor.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Can you open up? Can you...
Wait.
Okay.
Hey. Are you still there?
We get a lot of tractors, sir.
Yeah,
but can I give a shout-out real quick?
No.
Hey, please.
Hold it. Open the tractor door. Now jump.
Hey, can I give a shout out?
Yeah, now that you open your tractor door, of course
you can get a
shout out.
All right, thanks. I want to give a shout
out. There you go. We got your shout out.
Here we go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
And I like on that one. Very rarely do I get help from the guys, but like when Mike said, give your shout out, Mike looked at me and gave the sign like, hang up on this guy,
and
then I see Rob come over, and like I'm the dumbest guy in the room, Rob points at the phone like, okay, as soon as he talks, hang up.
Don, it was somehow more important to us.
That's right.
I got it.
Yeah, it was a little more important that time.
I get jokes. Hello, Don and Mike, where are you listening?
Hey, I'm in the bathroom right now delivering a loaf.
What's your name?
Doug.
No.
Having a nice BM. Sorry about that. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Dennis.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, Dennis, where are you listening to the show right now?
I'm in Frederick, Maryland right now.
Okay, again.
How often do we have to explain it, Dennis?
Everybody, listen. When I say where are you listening,
I'm in a ditch with like raw crap. This people's sewer line was crushed 2 months ago. And they just now called and said, hey, our line's been backed up. Got there to snake it, camera it. Now we're digging it up, and it's just raw crap in this ditch.
Right, hold on. You're in a sewage hole, is that right?
Yeah, I'm in a sewage ditch.
And you're surrounded by fecal matter.
It's crap, toilet paper, tampons, condoms, everything. It sucks, man. I've been doing this.
How deep is it there?
I'm in a 5-foot ditch. It's guaranteed at least 2 feet of just raw crap.
Oh. You're listening in 2 feet of raw crap.
He's in a sewage ditch.
Cherry gig.
Yeah, very good, Dennis.
Cherry gig.
Is Dennis a finalist?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
And Dennis, hearkening back to the opening segment we had today, this can't be your dream job, is it?
I've been doing this for 10 years, and I'll tell you what, man, this thing, it sucks.
Really?
It sucks, but how come you've never gotten out of raw sewage?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I guess I thought, as a young guy, you know, you do your time and you won't have to deal with this crap, but guess what? I'm looking for a new career, man. This sucks.
Yeah, you get desensitized to it, don't you, after a while?
I think so. You kind of get used to the smell, I guess. And it makes you want to go on a nice diet. You don't eat a lot.
And the question I always like asking you guys, you got no problem with biting your nails, right?
No, I don't bite my nails.
Right. Okay. All right.
You do get desensitized. I remember back home, we had a guy, the same old guy, worked on our septic tank all the time, and he'd have to dig it up every now and then when there'd be a problem.
Right.
And one day, I swear to God, he was sitting on the edge of the tank with his feet dangling over it, eating his lunch. Oh, my God.
Man.
Not lying. We all went to the window and we watched it because it was so funny.
Dennis, you're a finalist. Hold on.
Yeah, thank you.
Sitting there in waste.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, who's this?
This is Michael.
Michael, where are you listening?
I'm in California, and I am at the top of a church bell tower.
Now, you're at the top of a church bell tower?
You could prove
that's
that.
Correct.
You could prove that by ringing the bell.
I'll kill myself if I ring the bell.
How so?
It's about 30 feet in the middle of the tower.
Oh, so you'd have to reach it? You couldn't reach it?
No.
Hey, listen,
could you throw something at the bell?
Are you? I do want to say something right now.
This would you?
This is
called a church.
This is from the Infinity Broadcasting rule book now.
Okay.
Are you in a church?
I'm in, no, at the top of the tower.
Right. Don't have sex there.
Yeah. That's the new disclaimer we have.
Don't have sex in a church. See you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ass. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
What's the echo?
Hi, it's William from Nevada.
William, where are you?
William, yes, where are you listening?
Reno, Nevada.
No, but William again. Hey, everybody,
wow.
We don't need to know the town you're calling from. We know and appreciate the fact that we have a show that goes to 38 cities. That's the last count we got, 38. Well, so you're one of them, but more specifically, where are you listening?
I'm in a mobile home.
Shock?
Cleaning up a dead body that sat here for 12 days before the family found it. There's maggots crawling around in the bodily fluids that poured out all over the ground.
Well, now, how are we going to verify the fact that you're in a trailer park with a dead body?
Well, the dead body's gone. The morgue took it away. We just clean up the bodies. We do that in Arizona and Nevada.
You're cleaning up after a dead body?
Yeah, that's what we do for a living.
Did the person, die of old age?
He's about 90.
And what exactly is your job title?
I actually own the company.
What is the title?
What do you call this work?
We call it, it's called biohazard work. It's biohazard.
Sorry. You're taking way too much time to answer these questions because you're making it up.
Yeah.
Hello?
What do you say to that, William?
What do I say to that?
Answer a question with another question.
Come on, William. You're not by a dead person.
Yeah, I am. Unfortunately, there's maggots crawling around in the bodily fluid.
Yeah, we used that part all.
He said they took the body away.
William, we've all watched CSI.
Huh?
Huh?
I just keep on hearing an off-the-hook thing. I can barely hear you.
An off-the-hook thing.
Yeah.
Hey, William, where'd you have to go to school for your training?
Actually, I went to George Mason University before I moved out here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I own the company. I actually used to work on Mike's car over at a dealer out in Chantilly.
So where are you calling from? Did you say you're calling from Reno?
Yeah.
All right, now, Joe, do you have a question for this guy?
How come on the screen it says you're calling from area code 301?
I'm not calling from 301. That's Maryland.
Funny you should know that.
I'm 775.
Oh, I
call
that.
Back.
I got it. Joe, what do you have about this guy?
William.
Yeah.
Where is your company based out of?
Scottsdale, Arizona.
How many companies are like this in the United States?
Well, we're part of a big franchise system.
Joe.
We're part of a big franchise.
Joe's, all right, now, Joe, hold on. Joe just gives him the thumbs down like Russell Crowe.
Not everybody's directing me. It's great.
Joe,
why are you turning him down, Joe?
Because I just recently read an article about this type of business. There's only one company. It's based out of Illinois.
No, that's not true.
Joe.
That is true.
How Joe's not just a name.
Quit bugging
him. Joe. You've just been Joe'd.
Hey, go to our company website and you can look at
it. Now, you know.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
He's gone.
Yeah.
You know, and if he was on the level, struggling to communicate.
Yes. Wouldn't you think, when you say, what do you do? Isn't there a name for that? Like, if it's not...
It's biohazard cleanup thing, that fluids with maggots.
Right. If it's not a crime scene investigator, then
I used to work on Mike's car.
Body displacement, place, whatever. Earl Scheib.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Nipple Factory.
Nipple Factory.
Missile. Like a bomb.
Oh, I thought if we had Nipple Factory, man, we got a winner right here.
What's your name, sir?
I could take that myself.
Are you making bombs?
Yeah, we sent a few over there.
All right, so now, do you make actual, real missiles, or do you make, firework-type missiles?
No, we make the cruise missile, the Hawk, the Thad, the...
What's your name, sir?
First name.
Drake.
And where do you work?
Out of Aerojet at Sacramento.
At the what?
Aerojet. It's a missile factory out of Sacramento.
So you're making are you making bombs right now?
No, we didn't cast today.
I believe this guy's completely legit.
Yeah.
What's the
you're in a missile factory though?
What's the best bomb you ever made?
Probably the Atlas. We just made it and it sends up satellites.
Mine would probably be our move to WYSP. How about you though?
That was the biggest bomb?
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, what's the biggest bomb you ever made?
Well, the Atlas, we just started making it, and it's 65 feet long and 3 feet in diameter.
Did you make Geely?
No.
You know the movie with Jennifer Affleck?
What's the name of the parent company?
I mean, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. I call that Jennifer Affleck.
Jennifer.
Geely. What, Buzzy?
What's the name of the parent company that owns Aerojet?
GenCorp.
That's right.
He's on the legitimate. He's making bombs.
He's a finalist because he's making bombs.
I tell you, there hasn't been any home run yet, though.
No, there's not. Now, Mike, we're going to break. What have we had thus far?
Oh, Don, so many. We have Tiffany outside the hospital, lame. Roger at the DMV office, lame. And we have some good ones, like Dennis in a sewage ditch. And we have Doug, who is dropping a loaf. Daryl inside a tractor. And then, of course, most recently, Ray, who's making methane.
All right, if you think you can do better than those guys, call us at 877-365-3636. We'll give this one more go around. And the best Where Are You Listening will win $300, and the runner-ups will get the WWE stuff.
And no more directing of Don. He runs the board, please.
Thank you.
Very good.
So call the Don and Mike hotline. Call right now.
Hey, we need to go to break.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, how are you doing? Good morning to you, and how's everything?
I'm a little sad tonight, so I thought I'd put the radio on.
Oh, boy, and you got me. This is great. Are you feeling any better?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better.
That's good. That's anything I can do for you.
Yeah, I'm a little sad. My friend Mike can't get a date, and I feel bad for him because he's a really nice guy.
Nice guy, nice.
Yeah, he was at a Maxim party last week, and he tried to give one of the models a Roman helmet, and it didn't go over well.
I see. Well, thank you for calling. Listen, whatever your friend is doing, make sure that he does it safely. Safely.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, gotcha!
They are old and pathetic. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, Mike's been doing a great job today, not keeping a TV in the studio. Buzz, you have the current score?
I have the current score, Don. Mike, it is 3-1 there.
They have changed, though, since you walked into the room.
Could very well have, but I don't think so.
What,
I think it's
what inning?
It's in the fifth inning.
All right.
Three to one. And for the 65 or so people that have called me from Sacramento to let me know the Red Sox are losing, you know, call me to let me know when they're winning, too.
Yeah, that's right.
I knew it already.
You got that recon from Joe that the people were calling?
Yeah, Joe's getting a little pissed off.
So it's not like...
Hey, but tell Mike they're losing.
It's not like people are calling your cell phone or calling your home. They're jamming up our request line.
Tell Mike that they're losing and we live in Sacramento and we're not happy people.
Thank you. Oh, God.
Thank you.
Someone has opened up the genie bottle today. It's all coming out.
Yeah, I'm doing all right, though, keeping it together, believe me.
So it's 3-1,
that's right.
Yankees.
I want to thank Charlie for giving me literally the countdown to the minute as to how long the stop sets are, because I'm out in the production studio in between every commercial break just checking on them, and they're losing 3-1 right now.
And it is the fifth
inning, bottom of the fifth inning.
Wow.
How will you be if they lose?
Fine.
Because then the Yankees will be up 3-2, right?
3-2, it'll be very, very difficult. Very, very difficult, but, you know, it's been great. It's been a fun year, no matter what happens. I really do mean that. I can get mad and yell and cuss, but I'm very happy. And you know what?
What?
I want to say to all those people that were calling to give me the losing score.
Yeah.
I love you, man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Where are you listening?
I was in Max Bear Park.
But you're no longer there?
I had to leave to go to work. It's in Livermore, California. There's a dog park here. There's an enclosed area you can take your dogs to crap.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Eric.
Eric.
You know, I should point out, though, that's probably for Max Bear Sr. So it's really not as applicable to us.
So it's not for Jethro.
No, it's for the boxer.
Oh. Now, Jethro used to shop in the store he used to work in.
Name of God, did you know that?
Ouch. Just know.
Ouch.
Congratulations. This is Max Bear Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the
CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
All right, let's try.
There are areas of Rob's brain that I can't even figure out.
Another one.
No one can.
Don and Mike Show, where are you listening?
I'm at Lambeau Field.
What's your name, sir?
This is Kevin.
All right, now, Kevin, how would we really know that you're at Lambeau Field?
Absolutely no way to prove it. I just love the show. I was coming down to pick up my check because I work security, and I said I asked them if I could go on the field to make the call. They said no problem. I can't prove it, but I love you guys. I love the show.
Hold on. You could probably prove it if you're. Are you in the stadium right now?
Yes.
You could put the phone down like on a seat and like run as far away as possible and just say I'm in Lambeau Field, and it would probably reverberate all throughout the stadium.
Hold on.
Or you could simply, you could describe the new stuff they've done to the stadium. I know a little bit.
Yeah, well,
about
the new box.
Right, the new box. But Mike told you to drop and run.
Hello?
Sir?
Drop and run.
I guess let's see what he's doing.
Is this call still on the air?
I don't know. What?
He's gone.
Wow.
He's gone.
Yeah, he was lying.
You're gone.
Another great communicator lying.
Gone. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you are on the air. Where are you listening?
Middletown, Virginia.
Okay, specifically, if everybody could please stop giving us...
I am in my tree stand.
In town. In your tree stand.
Yes.
You're hunting?
What's that, for hunting deers and I guess it would be deer singular, not deer.
Right. Not a heck of a lot of light left for hunting, is there?
Deers.
No, it's running out quickly, and it's starting to rain.
Okay, well...
That was exciting.
Bye-bye. Deers. That's deers. Dumb.
Hunting deers?
That's dumb. But you know something that just really... I don't know why this made me think of this deer... It's deer. It's not deers.
Right.
It's deer.
It's shrimp, not shrimps.
I saw a commercial with that Trading Places girl. Rob, you love that show. What's the name of that? Paige?
Paige Davis. She's
okay.
Hot.
She's a piece of ass. So she's doing some commercials for a car rental place now.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end, when the car morphs from a sports car into like an SUV, she says, and some guy comes out pretending to be her boyfriend, she says, "Your honey-do list just got a little longer." And it's at that moment that I just want to...
Yeah.
I love her, and I would never hit a... Well, you know, unless really provoked.
Honeydew, honeydew, honeydew.
I would never hit another human being, much less a lady on TV. But Paige, how? Let me just give you a honeydew list.
So you got to look for this commercial and see if it annoys you as much as it annoys Don, right?
Yes. So that's the homework for all of you.
All right.
The whole honeydew.
What network do we have to?
Any network. It's on all the. It was on during the baseball game last night.
All right.
Night.
All right.
It's on during Monday Night Football. The honeydew list. Honeydew.
One of the advertised American movie classics.
You get it because then it says honeydew, like H-O-N-E-Y, do, like honeydew.
Honeydew.
Do this for me.
Oh, honey, don't.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh,
hello, gentlemen.
Hello, where are you listening?
I am listening to you inside a specially made Rocky and Bullwinkle coffin with the lid shut in Manassas, Virginia at a funeral parlor I work at.
All right, now, there are many things that we have to verify here.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. How could you act? First off, where would you get a Rocky and Bullwinkle coffin?
Well, the gentleman that is downstairs, everything being taken out of him, he liked Rocky and Bullwinkle so much that he had a coffin specially made for him, and it was shipped to us.
And it's a what's the outside look like?
It is on the top, or actually on the side where the handle is, it says Moose and Squirrel. And on the top, it has a beautiful picture of the face of Rocky and Bullwinkle with claws around it.
So you think he put that on his honey-do list before he died? You know, honey-do, get me a Bullwinkle casket.
He must have liked him because his casket cost him $8,000.
Wow. Where's your funeral parlor in Manassas?
It's what street is it, or the name of it?
Yeah, what street is it on?
It's on Lee.
Okay.
Which is, the funeral home is actually Lee Home on Lee.
All right.
Is it a licensed Rocky and Bullwinkle product, or is it a total custom job?
It is a complete custom job. If you lift it up, the silk that's on the lining, it has stitched inside Rocky and Bullwinkle.
And you're inside, and you are allegedly inside this casket right now.
I'm inside of it, and it doesn't lock because the lock is on the outside, and you have to use a crank key to actually lock it. It's not airtight.
It swings
open whenever it wants. Well, whenever I push it open.
All right, open it up then.
All right. Okay, it doesn't squeak or anything. It's not like these things.
Are you still laying in the coffin?
I'm laying in it, and believe it or not, they are very comfortable.
Are you a funeral director?
I am an assistant, yes I am.
You're an assistant.
Here's what I'd like you to do. Get out of the coffin.
Okay.
Shut it. and then play it like the bongos. You
very
know
good.
What I mean? Get,
yeah.
Give me
yeah,
some
yeah,
of
yeah.
that.
Yeah, very good. Knock on the top.
Knock three times.
All right, hold on. I have to pull my phone down so I can climb out of it. Hold on.
All right.
Now, this guy could be a final.
You know, he can't. Yeah. Certain things just fall into the category of...
All right, I'm out of it. I'm going to hit it three times.
Four, but I like
it. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's hard.
Here's the thing that I don't know. The Rocky and Bullwinkle stuff.
He was a huge, humongous fan of him. He has a tattoo of it on his forearm, Rocky on the left and Bullwinkle on the right.
You can get whatever you want.
Inside of his forearm. He was a huge fan. And what's weird is the guy's like 76 years old.
And there wouldn't be like a licensing fee that you'd have to pay to...
We didn't have to pay anything.
Well, are you willing to give the name of the funeral home?
He did.
I said Lee's home. Lee funeral home.
Lee funeral home?
Yes, it is.
Are you there right now?
Yes, I am.
Is that the one that's right outside of Old Town Manassas?
It's probably about 5 minutes away, but yeah.
In French, it means the funeral.
Like you're right, almost across the street from a Catholic church.
No, that's actually.
Is that another one?
Allen.
Okay, all right.
That's on actual Main Street in Mintness.
Hold on, just 1 second, there, friend.
All right.
Hold on. I'll call the funeral home. See if the guy's there.
Nationwide 411.
Here we go. And this is in where? Manassas?
Manassas,
yes,
Virginia.
Manassas, Virginia.
What listings?
Lee Funeral Home.
Thank you.
In Manassas, Virginia.
I know I got to take this out of here. Why do we have this service? Because we just said it. Now, the funeral home. She said, thank you. One moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll do the thing where I don't even need the number. It's that lazy press one.
Yeah.
Cost 35
right.
cents.
Hello?
A main number. How about a main number?
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
The number you requested.
I hate this. Waste of time.
Okay. Can I just press one now to...
9-8. Please hold while we complete your call.
All right. Very good. Here we go.
Here we go.
Excellent. You take this off the air, too, if somebody else answers.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
I got hate those rolls.
Yes. Hi, is Matt there? Matt is not there at the moment.
Look in the basement.
Is he in the basement? Hey, Matt, where are you located, dude? This
at the very bottom where the caskets are driven up, B.
He says he's at the very bottom where the caskets are driven up.
It's where we load up the cars, actually.
Where you load up the cars? Okay, let me ask you a quick... Hey, do you mind going on the radio with us? This is the Don and Mike show.
It is creepy, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay, that's... She doesn't want to go on the radio.
No.
Do you know at this funeral home that you work at, have you guys custom-made a coffin to look like Bullwinkle the Moose?
No, it wasn't us. It was someone had made it and shipped it to us.
Somebody else made it and sent it in. Do you know if you have a Bullwinkle casket there? This is not like some radio station. Hello?
I swear. She hung up.
Bitch just hung up.
Yeah.
What was the name of... What was her name? Did she give a name?
Morticia.
Morticia.
Like I know. I don't know. I don't name her. Her name is Biatch. I don't know her name.
Because it could have been the owner's daughter, and she's really uptight, and she is a bitch.
No. Sorry. The credibility just went out the window.
Because I'm not there. Ow.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm not there out?
Yeah. No, he was actually stringing us along pretty well until that idiot move. And most dummies will always make a dumb mistake.
Sure.
Because you always call the boss's daughter a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Idiot.
Not a bad concept, though.
The concept was fine.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Sorry to the funeral home.
The number you have reached is not in service.
Yeah, hold on, I got it. Mm-hmm. We'll call it. This is part of the Ever Forward.
Yes, just what you said. Just what you said.
Call them.
We'll have our fun off air.
We will. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Boy, that lady at the funeral, I apologize for calling you a biatch, honey.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to have turned on the radio now. She must have thought I was nuts. I'm mm-hmm. asking for this guy asking you to have a Bullwinkle casket.
Thought it was a gag.
Hello. Don and Mike, where...
Hey, whether he was jerking our chain or not, it was good material.
We laughed. Where are you listening?
I am at work right now. I'm a police officer. I'm driving around in my patrol car.
Policeman in a patrol car.
All right, you got to turn the siren on. All right, hold on. To protect and serve. They always make
name?
The final
get
cut.
His name?
Officer friendly.
Officer friendly. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
This is Arnold. I'm calling from California.
Thank you.
Shut up. Hello, Don and Mike. Where are you? Where are you listening?
Hello.
Yeah, where are you listening?
I am in D.C. sitting on a park bench next to a homeless guy.
How's Ken doing?
Not thick enough.
Right.
No.
Right. He's sitting there sleeping.
Might be true. Hello, Don and Mike show. Where are you listening?
Yeah, I'm Mike.
Yeah.
I'm inside of a cooler with about 10,000 gallons of Coors Light beer.
He's in a cooler with 10,000 gallons of beer.
We're for a beer distributorship in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Barry, what's the name of the distributorship?
FDC.
All right, but I don't think it's thick enough.
No, it's not thick enough, but I need
Michael, verify it.
Yeah.
That it's a real place.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Where are you listening?
Don, Mike.
Yeah, where are you listening, sir?
I'm in one of your other 38 cities. Hey, I got a great gig. I'm an outside contractor. I'm doing some painting. The place is closed down right now, but it's a big factory, about 100,000 square feet. Your IQ has to be below 70 to get a job here. So I am working in a retard factory.
That's a long way
People
are trying to entertain.
Hello, Don and Mike. Where are you listening? Oh, we're running out of time for this. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, where are you listening?
From my ex-girlfriend's closet.
Okay. Oh, man.
Again, again, funny.
Funny.
What are you doing? Okay, I'll play along. What are you doing in your ex-girlfriend's closet?
Well, we just got finished doing the funky flamingo, and her boyfriend just got back home.
Oh, come on. I know, I'm laughing.
I don't believe this guy.
I like the scene. No, you're
fine. This is my candid phone.
You know, and you know, credibility, once again, goofy name for the sex act, the Funky Flamingo.
Look, I can rustle around the clothes if you don't believe me.
Is the boyfriend there?
Well, he's downstairs, yeah.
And where's the girlfriend?
She's with him.
So you allegedly were banging this girl when her boyfriend came over.
Well, she was my ex-girlfriend a long time ago.
Right. And would he kill you if he knew you were in the house?
Oh, yeah, more than likely, yeah.
Oh, good. Give us her phone number.
Were you having intercourse?
Yes.
That's the Funky Flamingo, Don.
Yeah. And also, just as a pointer off to the side, if you really are hiding in the closet, maybe turn the radio off, jackass.
He's lying. He does. There's something in the background.
No, I swear to God, there's no radio on.
All right, be quiet.
And how did you know, if you were banging a girl, how did you know we were doing this contest?
Right.
Well, no, because, see, I've been in this closet for like over at least good 2-3 hours.
What, you got a radio in there?
No, that's probably the vent. Here, listen.
It's a what?
He said it's the vent that we're hearing, but it still doesn't explain how he knew we were having a contest.
No, listen. God, people. We'll take one more, and then we got to get out of this.
We might have to give it to the guy that's in the sewage ditch.
We might. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, can I play the Where Are You?
Yes, you're one of the last few. Where are you listening to the show?
I'm delivering pizza.
Oh, my God.
Boring.
Hi, Roz. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
So those lines, that's way too inside.
Yes, it is.
And let me also say, off limits. So my apologies to Douglas.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Where are you listening?
I'm listening in a grain bin.
You're listening in where?
In a grain bin.
Well, I sort of said that at the front, right?
Boy, as much fun as I'm having with this, we are going to have to decide now. Mike,
I'm listening in a grain bin.
Okay, now we have the cop. We know he's a cop.
Right, yeah.
And we got the guy that's in the raw sewage.
Yeah, we got the guy.
They all lied, Don.
I X'd them all out because they all lied.
Or they weren't good enough.
We
right?
got the guy in the sewage ditch and the cop, but I mean, it's just, and then the guy dropping a loaf, everybody's been jerking our chains today.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rocky and Bullwinkle guy was cruising, and then we find out it was all a ruse.
All right, well, first let's go to the cop. All right,
hey,
cop?
Yes.
Listen, you know, it would be the thing to do because you're a cop to give you the money, but the other guy's is better than yours because you only have to work with raw sewage. He's actually in raw sewage.
Yeah, he's up to his, up to his shins in it.
So we will give you...
Yeah, but what if I chase some people away with you guys on the phone?
If you what?
How about if I go stop somebody and go through one of my whole routines, I'll find somebody to mess with on the air for you.
Sure. Then you.
All right, let me... Hang on one second.
Go harass.
Rob, I agree.
This is known as selective enforcement.
You can get 4021 Borman and David now.
What?
Go ahead and pull over some unsuspecting, innocent motorist to win a contest.
Is that legal?
No. Well, I'm not going to pull somebody over. We have a call for something for a bunch of drug dealers down about a block away from me, loitering. So I'll put my phone in my pocket on speakerphone and go grab one of them up.
All right, sure. Yeah. Maybe Rush Limbaugh will be there.
It's just like our own version of Cops.
Can you guys hear me? I got you on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, go ahead. Yes. Bad boy, bad boy.
What you gonna do? This is a bonus, though. You know? Oh. He's pulling it out.
He got in my pocket yelling stuff.
He's pulling out.
Hang on a second.
Help, we're the little people that have just been arrested.
Remember now, this guy did do the siren thing for us earlier.
He's answering your call, he says.
God.
Jump off the platform.
Wait, are we listening to some guy get busted?
Three hands up when you hear from the boss. You got anything in your pocket, anything sharp, and stick in the nose, but Tim, that's it, man.
This is great.
Just running careful at all.
We're at on Barrington. How long you guys been in this block?
There's no Tim on the block. Oh, damn.
Well, somebody called about you guys, about loitering in the block.
All right, listen, we've got a winner here.
Yeah. We do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to give the cop the $300. Cool.
He's just doing his job.
Yeah.
He just arrested.
I don't think he's arrested. I think he's just inquiring.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure the guy will end up being arrested.
He's okay.
Dispersing them.
That's what he wants. Roy Beam.
It's just a couple of kids, so I let them go.
There you go.
Oh, hey. Now what's the fun in that?
Still gets the money, Don.
Yeah. All right, you get the $300.
Oh, cool.
And you get tickets as well to Baltimore's First Mariner Arena for a night of supercharged excitement with WWE No Mercy. Everybody can watch it live Sunday night on Cox Cable pay-per-view. And you get a meet and greet with the WWE superstars. Thank you, my friend.
That is absolutely excellent.
Yeah, and way to go.
I'll even try and find somebody else to mess with. I'm trying to find something good for you.
That's okay. You know, call us anytime, Officer Friendly.
Yeah. Right, hold on a second. And which jurisdiction are you a cop in?
I'm in Baltimore City.
Baltimore City. Right on. Live 105.
Always something to do.
The city guys could get away with that crap.
Hey, right. Sewer guy?
Yeah.
Sorry, you got beat out by the cop, but we do have tickets for you for the WWE meet and greet, and you get to go to WWE No Mercy Sunday night in Baltimore at the First Mariner Arena.
That is awesome, dude.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Right, thank you. I mean, you know, we were going to go with you, but then the guy started hassling some punks.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't blame him, man. That sounded good. I was rolling in my... Oh, man, that was good.
Yeah, that was pretty terrific.
So much, guys.
Thank you.
You guys rock.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
You know what
it
is, bro.
That came out of nowhere, man.
That was pretty strong. Wow.
Yeah.
That was pretty strong. You know that the stars are aligned when we got a bit that's tanking.
Yeah.
And then we got a cop who's willing to roust a couple of punks just to win the money and the trip.
Fantastic.
The trip to Baltimore.
Okay.
Wow. So he just rousted them and then told them be on their way, right?
Yeah, dispersed.
You got to call on it. You got to call it. There was some suspicious characters.
Got the one David, one Adam 12, one over.
It's just enough, too. He got just enough in his pocket rolling around. Oh, I'd love to have him call back.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That was awesome.
Pretty strong. Looking back at this show, you got Tom and Satan.
Yeah.
That was kind of off the script.
It was.
Where are you listening? That was off the script.
Sure.
This whole show's been off the script. Let's get right on it now. Here we go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here he is.
That's me.
He made it up.
It's Buzz. And Buzz, of course, it's our favorite part of the show, the news in the comments.
Right.
And you do kind of have a script. You have an outline.
I do.
You know what's coming up and we don't.
I have a plan.
Hence the tease.
And what would be coming up?
I'll tell you.
Lots of snot, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Have you seen Buzz blowing his nose today during the show?
It's his traditional pre-flu shot cold that he gets every year.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You do. You get sick every year at this time.
And during the last two breaks, every time I've looked up, sometimes...
Yeah.
I got my rotation on eye contact.
See, it's soaked.
Ah.
Come on now, Buzz. Now you're being a shock jock. You're holding up the...
See, there's a little blood on it, too.
Holding up your Kleenex with your boogers and stuff. I'll look to Buzz sometimes just to make eye contact. Right. You know, do you think this is funny? That's the unspoken. Mm-hmm. And I look over there now, and it's just... He's just all...
Blowing his nose.
He's got his microphone turned off.
Draining my sinuses, yes.
You find it, I'll play it. We've got the CD. We've got a greatest hit CD.
A greatest hit CD of...
Oh, something for you.
Wow.
Cut six.
Good.
Good song.
This would be a good intro to the news today.
All right.
Considering the fact that you've got your nasal problem, your cold problem. And what is it, Buzz?
It's a cold.
It's a cold.
Yeah. Common head cold.
Recognize Green River?
I love me the CCR.
Hey, Buzz, what's your lead story, Buzz?
Today, don't believe everything you see on TV, especially Dr. Phil.
Aha! Uh-huh. Another guy.
When do they sing Green River? It's a ways in, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, here it comes, right here. I thought he said Green River.
Those barefoot girls dancing in snot.
Ah, screw it.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Screw it. That's why you're playing Ocean City CCR. It's not even the real CCR. It's a CCR tribute band, I think, that I'm raving out at.
Yeah, not fair.
We need that. I'm yelling at
nobody. No need to pick on the real CCR.
I love Creedence.
That was very...
This
a line.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Line from what?
Some movie.
WJFK.
What movie?
World According to Garp.
What movie?
World According to Garp.
She was in that movie. You loved her. The role was played by, what's the guy's name? Who's the actor?
John Lithgow.
Here is Vera.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, Brian? Today's show?
This is Ghetto-licious.
Pretty good.
Moving faster than the speed of justice. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz's news show now. Buzz brought to you by Theramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor.
If your doctor developed clinically tested Theramax works, get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Theramax, 1-888, try VMAX. Now here is Buzz battling snot.
Hi, Don and Mike. The Dr. Phil Show is a fraud, according to a couple of former guests. This story comes from the National Enquirer, not a real newspaper, and the Enquirer got it from a friend of the guests and not the guests themselves.
You know, Buzz, let me just say on behalf of the National Enquirer,
yes,
that while I would think maybe, I'm going to be generous here, 50% of it is crap,
right?
The more that I read it,
right,
the more stuff in there seems to be true.
I really think that they have to... When they're making certain accusations,
right,
they've been sued and lost so many times
and
that they've actually got to do a little bit of back-checking, and they're getting better at it.
And to their credit, they broke the Rush Limbaugh story and a number of other stories. Mm-hmm. They seem to be leading the rest of the press now on some
and
of these
have
things.
And they have just a top-notch crossword puzzle. I mean, it's not like the TV Guide crossword puzzle.
And I speak for myself when I say I have purchased so many wonderful porcelain figures from the back of that magazine.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and it is a magazine.
And you know what I like best?
What?
Spot the difference.
Yes.
That's a little feature. Yeah. And don't forget about your lucky blue dot.
Yeah, those bushes weren't blooming in that other picture.
your lucky blue dot.
And if they didn't run celebrity recipes, I don't know if I'd ever eat.
Would be not worth living.
I'd tell you, try Barbara Mandrell's corn chowder.
Fantastic. And I just love that little blue boy.
Regardless,
who is the little blue boy?
Little figure.
Oh,
figure.
I got you. I thought
it was another magazine.
No, that's Blue Boy.
Oh.
Not the little blue boy.
Not little blue boy.
That's simply Blue Boy.
You know what?
I'm a subscriber.
Little blue boy would be.
Careful.
Right, if Blue Boy.
Yeah.
Right, had a junior version. Yeah, we don't want that. You don't want that happening.
Little Blue Boy.
Yeah. You might be able to find that on the internet and get arrested.
Well, regardless of what you think of the National Enquirer or its anonymous sources, the claim has credibility because it's how almost all TV shows work. The guests were fans of Dr. Phil's, and they each weigh around 400 pounds.
They weigh way too much.
Uh-huh. And they were on the show to discuss discrimination against fat people.
Yes, they were.
But first, the producers sent them to Vegas with a camera crew to catch some of this discrimination on tape, but...
Did you wash the ass today?
but no one discriminated. So according to...
Yeah, you ever been to a casino?
Right.
I mean, fat people getting discriminated in a casino, that's...
Land of the fat people.
That's not right.
So according to this source, the producers paid a stranger to insult the women and had one of the camera guys do the same. Then on the show, Dr. Phil made fun of the women, saying they're fat because they have no willpower. In other words, it was all staged, and as I said, that's how TV shows are made.
Yeah, right, and we're shocked that Dr. Phil's show is fake.
I am a phony. A big, fat phony, and I'm fat myself.
And you know, obviously, we can't, we can't watch Dr. Phil because he's on at the same time as the show is
and
here.
There's not a day that goes by where I don't regret that.
And, you know, sure, I could TiVo it, but why? He's just, he's a jerk face. But... Every once in a while, I see the promos for Oprah, and I think, Oprah owns Dr. Phil, right?
Right.
I mean, she
Lock, stock, and barrel.
She owns a show. He used to be on her show all the time.
That's right.
Then he has, like, the companion show to hers.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wonder, is Oprah...
Figuratively and literally.
Is Oprah full of it? That's what I wonder, because I never watch Oprah.
Bite your tongue.
I saw another promo last night, right before Monday Night Football. For today's Oprah, and I guess that she does, a more believable, realistic show than Dr. Phil. She's not so much into the getting all the people, the fat people up on...
She is better than I am.
Not so staged, you know, less of a circus.
You know what it was again? It was another one of those, though, I'm coming to get you and we're going shopping shows.
She's like Queen Oprah?
Yeah, it was
like Glinda the Good Witch swooping down and bestowing her riches on people.
Tomorrow, girlfriend, I surprise these people outside this house and I take them downtown.
Right
to Lake Shore Drive and we're going to buy anything they want. Tomorrow, honey. Okay. Well, at least she's
not... Is there a car dealership on Lake Shore Drive?
At least she's not making it up.
Are there houses or maybe like rent homes? You know,
yeah.
Anything they want.
Yeah.
Oprah?
It'll be sad when Rodney Dangerfield's gone, unless he never really goes away. He's been talking with the folks at Clonaid, a company that says it's already produced 5 human babies through cloning. The company says it's spoken with a number of celebrities about cloning, but that none of them are willing to go public except for Rodney.
He's always at the top of my list.
That's who you want cloned.
The company is an offshoot of that Canadian sect that believes the Earth was created by UFOs. Rodney is 82 and has had some serious surgeries lately on his heart and brain.
Yeah. Looks good on you, though.
But his wife says they're both still a bit skeptical about cloning, quoting Joan Dangerfield.
A.K.A. Lucky.
They say they could create a clone of Rodney by taking a swab from his cheek. Yeah. When we asked how much it would cost, they said they wouldn't charge us anything.
Hey, it's yellow.
They didn't say which cheek.
You know what that mean? Yeah, which cheek, right.
Take a swab.
That would mean we'd have more Wally Sparks.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Meet Wally Sparks.
Hey, more Thornton Melons.
Hey.
Well, now that's not a bad thing.
That is a good
See,
movie.
See, bad to school, funny. Meet Wally Sparks, bad.
More...
Caddyshack.
Is it Art Cervic? What was the guy's name?
Al Cervic. But also maybe a sequel to Ladybugs.
God, you found a crappy one.
Hold on, what about Easy Money?
Yeah, I liked Easy Money.
You like Easy Money?
Easy Money where he's a baby photographer.
Yeah, but which one is Joe Piscopo in?
Ugh.
Is Joe Piscopo in a Rodney Dangerfield movie or...
Oh, Pesci is in Easy Money.
That's who I'm thinking.
You know why you guys that confused? Because Piscopo is in that... Tour de force known as Johnny Dangerously.
With Michael Keaton.
With Michael Keaton. The worst movie ever made.
Very well.
I hated that movie.
It's a little spooky to think that the National Rifle Association has an enemies list, since they have the guns and all. But they do have this list, and it goes deeper than Barbara Streisand and filmmaker Michael Moore.
Hope I'm...
Here's an NRA spokesman now.
I can do that live for you if you want.
G. Gordon Liddy, I think. Gordon.
Oh,
God. Gordon.
Oh.
Gordon.
John.
Oh.
So the NRA does have this enemies list, and it goes deeper than people like Streisand. It goes deeper even than Meryl Streep or Julia Roberts or Jerry Seinfeld or Britney Spears.
Can you imagine going deeper than Meryl Streep?
Oh.
In fact.
Deeper.
In fact, the NRA's enemy list.
I wouldn't F Meryl Streep with your guys.
Oh, I would.
I would not in a heartbeat.
No, me neither.
I would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go all deep right. into
I would because I respect your talent.
She's all yours.
Go deep into Streep.
Streep.
I'm deep into Streep.
Yeah, baby.
The NRA's enemy list goes on for 19 pages buried there on the NRA website.
19.
And the list includes such frightfully political names as the Kansas City Royals baseball team.
Well, yes, okay, I agree with them.
No one on the list seems to be ashamed to be there. In fact, there's an anti-NRA website that's now inviting people to add their names to the list. Once that started, more than 1,000 people signed up just in one day.
Good.
Quoting a spokesman for the anti-NRA website, "It's a list everyone should be proud to be on."
But, Buzz, it's a beautiful building.
Yes, it is.
I drive by it every night.
The bulletproof windows, no doubt.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Let's call and see if someone is there.
Oh, good.
Someone who I think...
Perhaps got a comment.
Never mind.
Okay.
Come back to it.
All right.
So you don't want to call the NRA? Because there's probably somebody there right now that might surprise you.
Do you think you
try it again now?
Yeah, I get it. Do you think
that was a joke? I was doing a joke on the give you direction thing.
All right, see, I didn't know.
That was what I was doing. The other thing, because I was actually doing that the way I said that, there's somebody there right now.
Say, how's your Charlie voice?
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's what you think, huh?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's what I think.
Right. Well, aren't you in for a surprise?
Except I think maybe you can't do your Charlie voice because you've had too much evening.
Has nothing to do. No, wrong.
Can you do Charlie then? Have Charlie give the phone to someone.
Charlie can do that right now. See, I've got a Charlie voice right now. Okay, and he's not going to answer the phone, Doc.
No, Charlie's
okay,
here.
Charlie.
Charlie's here, so who's...
Hello, is this? Is that all?
It's Smoot.
I'm just tired and sore. Over here at the NRA. It's good to hear your voice, Don.
I was sure it would be Charlie.
Is there any newer color toner? We need more color toner over here for the printers. Just over here, and I'm shooting my weapons. I believe that Buzz Burbank should be on the enemy's list of the NRA. Fire, fire, fire. Yes, sir. Color toner printer cartridge. Color toner printer cartridge. Winner.
That's what I wanted to do. Too much evening. In my easy chair. At home. All night.
The last time...
Last time that's the way it was.
Right.
Now it's okay.
Charlie's back.
No, he's really not.
Oh, dear.
Charlie's not back.
This is acid reflux.
Oh.
Maybe a little too much evening.
The Charlie sounds better than it did a couple days ago.
It did. It does. Ice cream. Thank you, Don.
You're welcome, Charlie.
Hope you feel better, Buzz.
Thank you, Charlie.
What might he have if he has a cold, Charlie?
The bad thing.
Yeah.
Skinny disease.
I'm fine, Charlie. But
I don't think he has it, though.
Thanks for your concern.
Buzz has the heavy.
No, Charlie, I don't.
Give him OxyContin.
Yes, please. She seems like such a tough old bird, that Martha Stewart.
Take 10.
Icy cold, in fact, through that painted-on smile. But Martha Stewart says she's scared. Scared of going to prison.
What a bitch.
Of course I'm scared, she tells Barbara Walters.
See?
Who wouldn't be scared? The last place I ever want to go is prison.
See?
But then, then the tough exterior returns. Yes, yeah, see? I don't think I will be going to prison, she says. I'm physically very strong. I'm not a fearful person.
Sure.
These are quotes from an interview taken over the weekend that'll air next month as Martha's insider trading trial begins. She won't, but could get sent to prison for 30 years. In cell block C.
See you right, cell block C.
Give me a number.
It's one thing when bad boy actor Colin Farrell gets drunk and exposes himself in the Western world, but it's another thing when he does it in the Muslim world. Muslims even more conservative than Baptists. Colin's in Morocco filming a new movie about Alexander the Great, and as usual, he's been getting drunk and exposing himself. He does it so much, he's earned the nickname See Out Farrell. As in, you know, cockadoodle-loo.
See out Farrell. Why just call him like penis out Farrell?
Well, they like this better because they talk like
not as funny
on the movie set. It doesn't bother me.
I mean, first off, let me just say something.
All right.
And we're all men here.
You're British, anyway.
We're all men here.
Yeah.
The C word for guys.
Right.
Like, you only use it. What are you laughing at?
He has big eyebrows.
Who does?
Colin Farrell.
Yes, he does.
the C word for guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's gay to say it to another guy.
It is.
You don't say it. You say it to your, like, your wife or your girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Don't have one.
Oh, yeah, you do, Charlie.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
But you don't say that to other guys.
No. Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, you got a...
Yeah, but it's funny when you do, right?
Yeah, when a guy says...
It's funny when you say that trying to make somebody laugh.
Or even if you're talking to your friends about something that happened to you, and you said, boy, and I took my C out, and I was... And then,
yeah, because it's kind of uncomfortable.
It's like, it's...
Yeah.
It's queer.
Absolutely.
It's very queer.
Thank you for clearing that up.
It's a word that, speaking for myself...
Look at my C, baklava.
I like hearing it fine.
Uh-huh.
Sure. I mean, not from you guys. I like hearing it fine from my wife.
I like hearing it from a girl.
Yeah, like and incidentally, I would put in a request at home, like I ever hear it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All
girls should say that word.
They should,
yeah,
Charlie.
Yes, they should. I agree, Charlie.
Show me your C.
But
take your C out.
All this exposing himself doesn't seem to bother the movie crew. Quoting one guy on the crew, he was with the cast in a private room, and they were in costume, which were skirts. He lifted his up, and everyone laughed. They were not drinking. One doesn't keep a schedule like that and be incapacitated. Colin is what he is, a 27-year-old living his life, and it's a good one, end quote.
You know, with guys, you'd say, why always pulling your D out?
That's right.
That you would use the D vernacular. Word. You don't use the C word.
Right. Or you can, you know what I say, tinkle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you don't call a guy a C head.
No.
You call him a D head.
That's right.
You don't call him a C face. You call him a D face.
You don't say, you C.
Yeah.
Right. You say, you dick.
That's right.
See, we used to say that in New England.
Yeah, you know, dick heads, dick face.
Stop being a C. We used to say that.
What?
In New England, we used to say that.
Never heard of
that. Yeah, a couple of times.
What was the saying?
The C. Yeah, hey, you're being a real C.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, really? Make it something ugly.
Like it wasn't before.
Because it was so nice
it
before.
It was beautiful before.
Well, before it was just theoretical. You know, it was a theoretical.
The number one expression we used to have growing up in New England for getting drunk was you're going to go out and you're going to get cocked.
That's what you used to say.
I don't know if you used to say that down around
here. And, you can run around half-cocked.
Uh-huh, right.
That's and you can cock a gun.
But never go off half-cocked.
That's right.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah, and when you think about it, who wants to go out with only half a one?
Exactly.
With half their D. You want your whole D there.
That's right.
The whole D. Give me the whole thing.
Man, that cop. I just got to tell him, you jump-started this show.
That was a good goal.
Wow.
We got a break here, Buzz.
All right.
Because the cock on the wall says we're running out of time. Don't delete that out. That was a funny joke.
Yes, it was.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They like their cruelty the way they like their women.
Yeah.
Naked. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
So you knew.
I knew what?
You knew that we were laughing at your commercial.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I don't mind.
I knew that he knew.
Yeah.
There's a new Buzz commercial that's running.
Uh-huh.
It's like a little narrative.
And it's one of those Buzz things where it's like, this is the story of a man who married a woman. They wanted to buy a car.
Uh-huh.
But it's done in that Buzz way.
Yeah. Grab my breast, she said.
And
I didn't hear that part.
We turn it up and we start listening to it. And
it sounded like that Titanic Orbs thing.
Yeah, that sort of inspired it, actually.
Drive, he said, excitedly anticipating his new car. But why do we have
to
drive?
So he kind of based it on her?
That's what gave me the idea. Yeah.
So this thing starts, and I look at Mike, and Mike's laughing. I'll keep in mind,
copywriter to copywriter.
Buzz is right in the next room, so what I do is I move down here.
Crouch down, sure.
I crouch down so that Buzz can't see me. And when I'm down here, Mike is still...
And I look over to the left, and when he sees me, I look over to the left, he knows I'm laughing at him.
And he can't see me.
But it's okay. And then I finally make eye contact with him, and then I just break up. That's all there is to it.
So, we're coming back on the air, and I had the microphones on, but all the way down. I had the volume all the way down. But when you said, he knows,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I heard it in my headphones.
Oh, you did?
Like it was bleeding through, like with the microphones
he
turned
knows.
On, but all the way down, that it was coming through somehow. I heard it, Robbie.
He knows. That's
That the only thing is, that worries me that if because I turn the microphones on but don't have them turned up.
Right.
I got to be very careful.
Turn his down and have him yell. I mean, turn down. And, yeah.
I'll turn down my mic and I'll turn down all three. Mike, say something.
No, I didn't hear it bleed through.
I didn't say anything.
I faked it, but I did it really good. All right, turn them all the way down.
For real.
All
right,
one more time. Here we go.
Didn't hear it. Can't hear you either.
But who are you talking to?
Now, hold on a second.
It might be that IFB thing.
But don't hear you.
Hold on a second. Rob.
Hot time.
Wow, this is going to be impossible for you guys to listen to. Yeah. But really, the only way we can test this. Yeah. Rob, put my headphones on.
Not at that volume.
Okay. Put them on.
No.
Here you go. Now, Rob has my headphones. Put them on. Turn them down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn my mic down.
Well, if you just turn them down on the regular thing.
Mm-hmm. Turn down what?
Whatever.
Hold on. Watch. Now, Rob, come over and tell everybody what I'm trying to explain here.
Hello.
There you go.
Oh.
Explain it.
It's almost as if you turn the volume level all the way down, it's not all the way down. It can still be heard. And I think it has to do with the fact you have your own amp.
Yeah.
Go put it,
and
plug
yes,
it in.
Don,
never
mind. Gee, yeah. You have your own.
Never mind. If that's the
I don't
problem,
think it's getting through on the air.
My only concern is that really with my with the microphone pods all the way down,
right?
I could hear what you were saying.
Yeah.
And sometimes we say stuff like
we say very unsavory things.
We say lots of bad words, but I want to make sure that we're safe with the microphone on or turned all the way down.
Right.
I'll have Wendell look into it, but you have your own headphone amp because of the volume you drive at.
That could be extraordinarily damaging if some of the stuff we say off air was ever broadcast.
But it's all set in jest.
Yes, of course.
Well, it is.
If my hearing was to be damaged,
I know.
The Oxycontin.
Little Blues.
Wilma, I have the cabbage. Wilma, need the blues.
Where are you?
Where are you now? New Year's Eve?
It's Thanksgiving?
Need response?
Have plenty of cabbage.
Cabbage. Hold on, here's the inside line.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, it's Wendell. I'm too busy to look at anything. I'm that busy adding your names to the list.
The NRA list.
Wow.
That is our insane engineer, Wendell Hall.
You know, it would be... I tell you what, Wendell, I'll strike you a deal. That's funny. If we come in tomorrow and there's not still a piece of tape over microphone number 4,
he's here.
Then you can make jokes.
I'm here, aren't I? Working my fingers with a bone.
Then he can make
Why must you persecute me? I'll get you, Don G. I'll get you. I'm going to belt you over the head with Carter and Stoner.
You know what he calls me, right?
What?
Secret Squirrel.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. I don't Secret Squirrel.
Secret Squirrel.
Hey, Secret Squirrel.
Tired and sore.
It makes it easier for Saddam Hussein to hide himself, move himself, and disguise himself with the assets of over $3 billion.
Are you sure you feel okay?
I feel great. Nothing wrong with me.
I'm just concerned about the stuff that I'm hearing, the bronchital symptoms that I'm hearing.
No, my nasal passages are clogged.
Okay, but how's your the breathing down to your chest area? Pretty good?
Oh my
God.
We got it back.
There we go.
Oh man. Back.
What happened?
Back. All right, well, I hope you feel better, boss.
Ooh, yeah, me too. It makes it easier for Saddam Hussein to hide since...
Yeah, you said that already.
Yeah, so he can $3 million.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of money, right?
Without that money, he'd be easier to catch, and much of that money's in banks in Syria. So the U.S. is asking the Syrian government for more cooperation in getting that money back to the Iraqi people. The U.S. has done its part, handing over to the Syrians the account numbers on Saddam's money. The U.S. used its fiercest enforcement agency to get that information, the IRS.
Hey, this beep is not too annoying to someone who just got in their car, is it? It doesn't understand why it's being played.
The U.S. also believes the money's being used to fund the forces that continue to fight and kill American soldiers.
The bus has fallen.
No, he's back up.
Everybody clear.
Must have blanked out again for a minute.
He has a lot of money.
I'm back now. In sports... The Cubs are back in Chicago hoping to clinch their first World Series berth since 1945. This evening they host the Marlins in Game 6 of the National League Championship Series.
Now, why you gotta do that?
What?
You're doing that thing like you're bored.
I'm not bored. I'm not bored.
I know the Red Sox are on.
I'm anxious. Come on. I'm anxious. Come on. Come on.
Go watch it. See ya. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, there's 2 minutes left. Go ahead. You can take 2 minutes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See ya.
The next sentence begins in Boston. The Yankees and Red Sox are wrapping up Game 5 of the American League Series. New York leads Boston 4-1 in the top of the eighth, two men out. And a Yankee win puts that series at 3-2.
Now, what are you doing? You got a pass. You got it on a gift certificate.
That's 4-1. It's in the eighth.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, though.
No, I'll get bummed out. I'd rather do my job. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
So you're still going to stay after the show to watch the end?
Maybe. I'm not sure yet. It's looking pretty rough right now.
The Yanks scored 3 in 1 inning.
Yeah, I know.
Only the top
of
the eighth.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. I just needed... I walked in, you know, thinking maybe... Things were where they were, and they're not. They're a little worse, and so I turned around and walked back in here.
Gotcha, okay.
So I could feel better.
Finally, never forget.
Sorry.
That's why it's illegal in modern-day Germany to use Nazi greetings or slogans.
Rob's B-Wack!
And that's why 54-year-old Roland T. is in trouble. He's been seen in Berlin wearing a Hitler T-shirt and shouting Hitler slogans.
Uh-oh.
As if that were not enough, he's also taught his dog Adolf to give the Nazi salute.
Oh, my.
Oh, somebody call Letterman.
When Roland says Sieg Heil, the black sheepdog mix raises his right front paw in that unmistakable way.
Oh, no.
That's not funny.
Adolf the dog will probably wind up in a shelter, and Roland will probably wind up in jail for 3 years. The dog will not be called to testify in court, even if he can put one paw on a Bible and raise the other.
Rob Spivak Show. Join Rob and his guest, Heimrich, and his dog.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Get well soon.
Yo!
Go see you tomorrow with a new episode, and we'll give away the Matrix trip to Los Angeles for the Matrix Unzipped.
All right.
Buzz, you just squeezed another one in.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Why don't you just leave the microphone open
okay. When
you do that? When you...
There he goes.
God, that's gross.
It's getting bloodier, too.
I see that.
Oh.
I see that. Thank you.
Thanks, Buzz. Good day to you, sir.
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 You know, I bet that's one dog that doesn't have to go to obedience class.
BM.
Gitters.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.